Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tonight, hope y'all Christmas and New Year's was good. Somebody hit the one ball nut and show I'm not talking to myself, please. Oh, here we go. Let me, I got a couple of them here. 504-1882. That's Mo, huh?
What's going on, Jamie? Happy New Year.
Same to you, man. Same to you. Oh, and Bradell, your mic open also. Yep, buddy. Cut up this weekend, boy. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everybody.
Man, let me know when 8 o'clock comes, Jamie. I'm going to get messed with hell, man.
Oh, I'm going to get messed at 8 o'clock, too, dude. I got some shit to talk about, too.
You know what? I just want to pass something on. Some friends of mine told me from Houston to you, Jamie. This year, to 2023, man, you need to make this show about racing, going places, and quit holding up the show 4 and 5 hours talking about the same shit.
This is the thing.
And I had some
this
people
month,
in Houston tell me.
You must have read my mind, Riddell, because I was coming on here. And this month, if it don't get better, well, we don't talk about it. We don't have to always talk about racism, but we don't have to be all of the catty stuff and high school stuff. We need to come in here and be grown men and talk about, even if it's talking about investments or something, to help better people. Hey, man, check out this.
Nope,
but,
that ain't what
all that old catty shit, I ain't doing it no more. I'm going to end the show. At the end of this, I ain't paying for it no more. Somebody else ain't about to take care of it. I'm not. You cutting out, Riddell, man.
Hold on a minute, man. What they talking about? They talking about they get on here, we going to race, we going to do this, we going to do this, we racing you, we race 4 or 5 guys, and it lasts for 2 and 3 hours, and you got people from out of town.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of up from the
show. Oh, I know, it's over. That's what I'm saying, dude.
But that ain't what I want to get messed about now, Jamie. Passing the word on.
That ain't what I'm being messing about either. I'm being messing about some money shit. But I was just letting y'all know, at the end of this month, if the shit don't get better, it ain't going to be no more in February. It won't be no more shows. Someone else can take over and can have it ain't the $100 a month. I ain't worried about that. That don't break me. It's just to get out here and waste my time, my 3 hours on Tuesday night for high school kiddie shit, And it's all right sometime, everybody get a little mess at the end, but sometimes it's just like you said, it's constantly over and over and over, talking shit, none of them fucking race. But they is. Well, I'm gonna get messy early. Because half of them, go to the street. Here's the biggest street race we had this weekend, and then a motherfucker, they only had 3 cars from Louisiana was there.
That ain't what I won't get messy about, Jamie.
No, that's what I'm being messy about, all these fucking street cars
let me
around here. Oh, I'm a grudge racing. Sure, I had a grudge race after the show.
Let me
so, don't. He raced and then turned around and grudge raced the car after they got ran off. So,
Jamie,
them boys ready to race. What?
Hold on a minute, Jamie. How many people we got on the show?
We got 18. We still young. I'm going to bring that shit up again at 8 o'clock, don't worry.
Let me just ask this question, and I wish somebody could answer me. And let me finish before anybody answers. And I hope I'm including myself in this and everybody else. But I want to know. I went to them boys' race this weekend. Two city boys. I'm not downgrading nobody else saying nothing. But two motherfucking city boys put on one of the best fucking race you can ever see that come to Louisiana. And get 64 fucking cars to go down the track. Friday I went out there. They finished the race. Saturday I went down there. And the only thing stopped them from finishing the race from 12 o'clock that morning to that 5 o'clock that evening is the fog ran in there on them. Some of the fastest fucking cars. And I looked at Kentucky, Oklahoma, Texas, Mississippi, Tennessee, and I had a bunch of friends come in from Dallas and Houston just to watch the races. And we got a fucking facility back there. That motherfuckers won't even go in the front gate in. You explain that to me.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing why they get the cars down, too. Because them people that race that, be prepared to ready and go. For you?
Hold on, gentlemen. Huh? How can these boys finish a fucking race on a road and not complain about 300 people in the road, traffic coming down the highway, and they still finish a race, and you go to a racetrack and they can't finish a fucking race?
Because the racers is ready to race. When they had a track, half these son of a bitches that be in the shootouts, some of these shootouts, be lollygagging in the back. You got to call them motherfuckers constantly call them up. Them boys there, you looked at them, it was in line, ready to race. They were stacked up, ready to go.
Time out, James.
Huh?
Don't make no motherfucking excuses for them fucking racers.
You like me?
Don't you make comments like that, Jamie?
I've been to a fucking race in Tennessee, and that's exactly what they did. As soon as they said, we ready to get racing, the motherfuckers got in line. We had 177 cars. Everybody got in line, and they was ready to go down the track. I'm telling you, Bradell, I'm telling you how well it is.
How was that, David?
You get to the... You didn't even host events. You just pick and get on this. You're not going to get on this show, and all you do is with your negative name and shit. And you talk about the track. You talk about this. When somebody says something, you talk about they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. This is New Year, dude. People get tired of hearing that shit. All you talk about is the track's this, the track's that. We can't do nothing, man. I'm telling you, you're saying nothing. You don't host no show. All you do is sit on the sideline, lean on a goddamn fence, and they want to tell people what they're talking about. I'm telling you, when I'm in that fucking line, them fucking people in the racetrack don't want to come there and get up in line, and we can get this fucking show on the road half the time. We got to be sitting there waiting on them. You got to sit back there and call them. I bet every time when they said, hey, first all your round winners, get over here, let's pull the chips, they had to look for none of them motherfuckers. They were sitting over there pulling their chips, right? You had to look for them at the track. You're looking for them. You got to keep calling for them. They're always holding your ass up. Them guys is ready to race. That's a different breed of people. Them people ready to race.
Hey, fellas, for me and Mika, Mississippi versus Louisiana race, we finished the race.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you another thing, Jimmy. It's on the promoter to enforce that shit. It's on the promoter.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now you speak. It's on the fucking promoter to make that shit happen.
Yes, sir.
And that's what the boys on the street
did. They ain't the track.
They wasn't sitting on their fucking...
And those people know they're going to get skipped. You know, if you get... Well, they ain't sitting up there. They're going to lollygag around. Fuck, we had $1,000 invested. You think as soon as they said, where they go, I was calling them up. And when we got to get up there? Look. What they had, 500?
Them boys... Let me tell you something, Jamie. Them boys were walking the road, and they was on their fucking job, making sure everybody was to the line. They did a good job. People sitting on their hands.
I didn't let them say nothing that they didn't do anything. I said them races be ready to go at them track
Jamie, them boys walked all the way down the line to the fucking mile and a half from the start line and told these motherfuckers come to the line. They was on their job.
Exactly. They don't be lollygagging. You can call them and do all that shit at the track. It looks like they want to fucking sit back there and play around.
They was on their job. I got to give it to them. Them motherfuckers put on
their job. Oh, he did a hell of a show.
Yeah. They definitely. I'm going to speak on it just. Just like Jamie said, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes they got some people, you know what I'm saying? You got to call them 3-4 times to get them to come up there. You know what I'm saying? When you call the class up, but if you want to, as a promoter, you can go back there, you know what I'm saying, to individual trailers and go see what's going on with those people. That's what Ferb and James was doing. They was going to trailers. Well, it was an update.
You see them
up there, trailer. Hey, man. Hey, how long y'all need, man? We need y'all up there. You know what I'm saying? You know, ASAP. And that's just how that was going, you know what I'm saying?
and they ain't complain about 500 people being on the start line. You ain't on the start line, you end up like that motherfucker that didn't want to get out the way. You get your fucking feet ran over, and you go home with a
Hey, well, BJ ain't gonna let it get too out of line. BJ, sit down.
And you better believe they had security out there. You know, it wasn't in the form of professional security, but they had enforcers out there.
You're goddamn right.
You don't want to get your ass off the start line? You don't want to get your ass from off that, in front of that start line on that neutral ground? Guess what? Motherfucker going to come put hands on you.
The fuck out the way.
I thought they were about to have an old boy up on Olympic, on your boy, Hans Escobar live feed. That dude, tall dude, really want to get out the way. Shit, they went and handled him up, boy. Shit, I thought they were drag his ass.
Motherfucker, so crazy, looking out for your fucking safety, crazy motherfucker.
Yeah. Then he's like, don't you say this? Man, just get out the fucking road. You in the middle of the road. Fuck, you seen when little Robbie popped that wheelie and jumped inside them? I was cleaning it. They run into it off the shoulder. Shit.
Right.
Shit.
Well, hey, I wanted to also touch on, you know what I'm saying, the discussion y'all just had a few minutes ago. I never said nothing about it because I try, you know what I'm saying, if it's just my opinion, you know what I'm saying, and you know what I'm saying, it is my judgment, but if something I feel like ain't worthwhile being talked about, I don't talk about it. But I've been had somebody, you know what I'm saying, call me just to talk about the same thing y'all just got finished from talking about. From, you know what I'm saying, the person is from Texas, and they said, man, I just want to share something with you. Like, man, you notice how on y'all show, you know what I'm saying, how motherfuckers, all they do is talk about shit. It ain't got nothing to do with racing or nothing pertaining to racing. And motherfuckers talk about motherfucking racing and nothing never fucking happened, you know, from it. Or motherfucking talk about racing and, you know, no races never get locked in. Or motherfucking show come up and the races everybody looking forward to, most of them never happen. You're like, man, motherfuckers, you know, be talking about that shit and they tired of fucking, you know, calling y'all show or coming to y'all shows down there. And, you know what I'm saying, it just seemed like all that should be broken promises, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'd be a bunch of bullshit. He said, man, honestly, he said, man, y'all kind of laughing stock of fucking racing around here. And, hell, well, I couldn't tell a man nothing.
That's exactly what they said. And they had boys drove here from Dallas to Houston just to watch the races. All the way from California, just to watch the races.
I'm just saying. All I'm saying is, the same thing. Right now, I heard the same thing. I heard it a while ago, and I just never said nothing about it because I ain't. You know, what I'm saying. I felt like it was no need for me to say nothing about it. You know, what I'm saying, because at the end of the day, I can't make nobody race. I can't make nobody. You know, what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm talking about relevance to racing. You know, what I'm saying. Fuck, I can't make nobody do nothing. So I just kept it to myself.
Right.
But I'm only being honest. At one point in time, you couldn't pay me to miss this show. But as of late, that's why every week I don't call, because it's a bunch of fucking talking and a bunch of hooping and hollering.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't no fucking
lock-ins.
Motherfuckers
right?
Talking about, and I'm saying, motherfuckers gonna talk about, man, I don't lock in no race, I don't do all that, man. Well, fuck, well, you ain't no fucking real race if you ain't about locking in no fucking race. If you ain't about locking in with a DP man in place, the motherfucking referee this fucking shit, you ain't no fucking real fucking grudge racer. And you ain't really trying to race. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel. I may be right. I may be wrong. But all that bullshit about, just like Jamie said, holding up the show all that fucking time, talking about a race, dragging it on and on. And then when the race day come, the fucking race don't never happen.
They'll be quiet. They're quiet as a mouse.
That shit old to me, man. That's why I don't want to call, because motherfuckers ain't getting it on, man. Motherfuckers doing all this talking, and ain't no racing happening.
No,
I politely set my ass up and bring my ass well at motherfuckers racing that.
Mm-hmm.
Broken promises. Like them boys stay in Houston, man. Y'all do a lot of broken promises.
Exactly. And yep. Riddell, guess what? Like I say, if a motherfucker lock that shit in, ain't no broken promise with a lock in. You got to pay up.
Oh, you're right. Yep.
You're right. Let me catch a mic right quick, y'all. 504-4404, your mic open. Who is that? That's Alan?
Yeah, I'm just listening to y'all. How y'all doing? Avenue,
all right. I'm going to go to Avenue. I'm going to go down to 409. Let me go down these mics right quick, y'all. 409, 9582. Is that Mr. Glenn?
Yes, sir. I'm just listening to you.
All right, Mr. Glenn. And then we got 9850367. Who we got?
Hey, that's Troy, James.
Hello? All right, what's up, Troy? Hang on, let me go down to Mike. All right.
Hey,
we got Steve in the house. Clyde, your mic open. Steven, your mic open. Unc, your mic open. Boom, your mic open. DeQuinn, your mic open. All right, we got everybody mic open.
Jamie, I just want to get on and just say basically what Mo Jesus just said. That's why the hell I don't even get on the show no more, and I ain't even bothered with racing no more, because every damn week we get on here and ask for a lock-in on the local races.
Well, I tell you what, y'all just made my mind up there. I'm in this show tonight. I ain't doing it no more. I ain't got to spend my $100. That's $1,200 I can put in my car. So I'm in this show tonight. So tonight is the last night of the show, y'all. Tonight is the last night. I ain't doing this motherfucker no more. So nobody want to talk about racing doing this? Well, I'm going to spend $100 on you motherfuckers. So
I'm with you.
I want to take it. It's over with tonight. Tonight is the last night.
Hey, Jamie, I don't blame you.
We have a ceremony for this motherfucker. We can say kumbaya, sing. We can play taps, whatever. It's over with. I ain't got to waste my time no more. I could be working on my car.
I don't blame you, Jamie, because guess what? You know what I'm saying? It's like beating a fucking dead horse, man.
Yeah, it is, because it's been going on. I was going to stop last year, and you know what made me keep going? Oh, booger. Man, I really like listening to the show. I like listening to the show, Jamie. And I said, you know what? I'm going to keep on going. But it's the same old shit, man. So I ain't. We'll see. I'm gone. It's over with. I'm going to end it. I ain't going to do this. I can work on my car, and I'm busy. Like last week, I had shit to do. I could be working.
What that show cost you a month, Jan? $100?
$100 a month, yeah. The money is not the issue. But
No. Listen to me.
This is the time.
Listen to me, Jamie. Being want to end the show, I will pay for Jamie, February just to see if things change and you keep this. I'll send you $100 to do it till February. If shit don't change, let it go. I'll send you $100. Listen to me. I'll send you $100 for February. If shit don't change, then you shut it down. Because everybody been put on notice.
We'll put everybody on notice then. If we don't get this shit together,
I'll pay for February.
You ain't got to pay. I ain't worried about the payment for it. That ain't the idea. It's just, if you want me to keep it this way, if you like me to keep it, I'll keep it to the end of January. Put it this way, I done paid for this month. To the end of January, if shit don't change, it's over with. I'm going to do it that way. Yeah. I done paid the $100 already. Come up on the first.
So
I give everybody three more shows. What?
If you can't talk about barn racing, teaming up racing, what's going on, the stocks, the news, the football, or whatever, other than the bullshit, shut it down.
Yeah, that's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. We give it to the end of this month.
We got
three more shows.
I'm having a gym at my house. Somebody come. Are we going to the races over here? We going to the races over there? We going over here? We going over here? This race coming up. This race coming up. That race coming up. Just make it a constructive show, man. Instead of the same people talking about racing, ain't nobody racing.
Well, you're right. That's what needs to happen. We're going to see. Hang on. We got one more mic, Riddell. 251-6732. Who we got?
Hey, man. It's Wild Thing. What's going on?
What's up, Wild Thing? Never from you in a while.
Yeah, I've been on 712 since September. And I ain't had any time to do nothing. Not in the shop working on these daggum wrecks, trying to get them ready to go.
I got to shake Terrell's hand. He showed up and represent again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, if it's any consolation, we all started our show 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Mostly the same reason.
Yeah.
mostly the same reason.
Well, you know, you kind of need these shows for communication and figure out where people are going and what they're doing and what's up, what's next, and where the race is at and where it ain't. But you don't need the bullshit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You kind of need these shows, you know. I enjoy listening to them. I just don't enjoy listening to the bullshit, you know what I mean? I call friends of mine every time the show over afterward, and we laugh and talk about the dumb shit that's been said and who didn't say it. But if you go back and listen to the shows, you're going to hear the same shit over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Mm-hmm. And people just, you know, out of town, people just tired of hearing it. And I just told them when they...
I'm tired of hearing it. Trust me, I'm a glutton for punishment. Me, I'll be tired of hearing the shit. Sometimes I'd be wanting to click the button and hang the shoe up.
We got some bad weather coming through, yeah, boy.
Boy, I hope, man, shit.
We got some bad ass weather coming, yeah, boy. Lightning dancing over here. Yeah.
And Jamie, you know, Jamie, you know, I hosted the show and ran the board. For a while, you know what I'm saying? And people, mm-hmm. Jamie, don't understand the struggle of being a host of that show.
Well, no, when you did it, it was different, boo. When you had it rolling, you get on here and they had action. We was bringing action. Action was happening. Now, it's the new age of racing now. Motherfuckers ain't doing that shit like back in the day. Remember, Dinky used to get on, talk shit. Everybody get on there. You know, that's when, you know, Mike Dillon had the hit list. Everybody give him that talk shit about who going to whip ass. When the little race would come up, we all show up, cut up. Nah, shit. You motherfuckers.
Either
track racer or street racer. And then you need one come up that time of the race. Meet me at the street. Okay. Yeah. There ain't no fucking street racer. The world's largest illegal street race happened this weekend, and they ain't seen none of these motherfucking so-called street races out there.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Scared motherfuckers.
No. Fuck, they ain't had nobody out there. You scared motherfuckers.
Lock it. You had Bobby Dakota. He's from this area. He showed up, and you had... Little Ronnie, was it Robert Robinson with the little S10 truck? Yep.
Yeah,
Robert. From Bobby Dakota from Mississippi somewhere?
Bobby Dakota grew up in this area over here. But he lived in Mississippi now. He used to street race a lot out here.
What happened?
What'd you get?
What happened to all them boys that holler over my car set up for no prep? Where they was at?
I don't know. Fuck, I tell you what, if my kid was together, I'd been out there. I don't give a fuck.
No, ain't nothing.
Sunday there, 43 cars, and all the motherfuckers, only one car that was drove by a black man, and they were locked.
Hey,
how you know that? Did you do a DNA test on all the people out there?
Yeah.
Hey, Jamie, but what I'm saying is, they always holler they can't support this one, they can't support that one, they can't go over here, because they call set up for no prep, but they didn't show up at that no prep race.
I know, boo.
That's what Jamie talking about. Jamie talking about the street races. That's the back of the track races, too. All them was out there. I ain't seen none of them motherfuckers from out here. Lockett, the only motherfucker that was out there.
They was out there.
And Ronnie Robinson, that little S10 truck. That little prominent S10 truck is from this area. He raced around here. Yep,
all the motherfucking Grizzly Bell. None of them showed up.
Yeah, okay. They had some fucking Grizzly Bears out there now.
They had some bad motherfuckers out there, boy.
Oh,
man, my homegirl them showed up all the way out of California, man. All the way from California with two cars.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey, bro.
Jamie.
I ain't gonna lie.
Go ahead, Boom.
What cars?
Go ahead, Boom.
Go ahead, Boom.
No, I was telling Jamie I was going to tell him if I got a few dates that's out there that promoters are renting the track, and if he would like to.
Yeah. Yeah, let me write this down.
Okay.
What date?
I know the first one you can write down is February the 17th and 18th. Okay. That is my rescheduled date for the S10 shootout and Run With Your Brother on 28. I had did that for Halloween, but I got rain. So I'm redoing that S10 shootout. I got some dates from Tamika. Give me just a second here. All right, March the 19th. Well, February the 17th and 18th. That's gonna be like a pre-Mardi Gras shootout. That's what I'm renaming it from the Halloween. So that's my rescheduled day for the Halloween when I was gonna do the S10 shootout. Run With Javon, you know, as long as you no chassis truck. And 28, as long as you're on 28. And the flyer is coming out probably in another week or two.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do all tips and tuna fried and fed. It's going to be straight off the trailer. And then in March the 19th, then for Mika got April the 16th. And April the 8th, Gap Gang, May the 6th. And
March 19th is what?
I didn't say March the 9th. March the 26th is going to be. March the 26th is booked for a guy named James. I think he do the big run racing thing in small time.
Okay.
I'm just telling you what people got booked. April the 16th. That's for Mika race. JP, JMP, April the 8th. Gap Game, May the 6th. And May the 21st is for Mika. And then my birthday, my birthday. Huh?
The finish line popping, boy.
Oh, it's going down. It's going down. Matter of fact, all the specifics going to be, I'm going to do a live feed. I'm going to give all the specifics on a live feed because I text and type and shit. I don't like to do. So I'm going to do a live feed giving everybody instructions. I'm going to post it everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And the owners are moving from doing two things a month to possibly open up every weekend. So we don't know.
Shit.
We're working on that. But I do know because, you know, the feedback was to me, to them, to, you know, y'all are all opening on track rentals. But they don't know that track be open on a Monday. They don't know that it be open sometime on a Tuesday. They don't know that because the men do a lot of trouble. It's a lot of private things going on, and a lot of people are waiting to get the same thing. That track is open to anybody that wants it. But, yeah, finish line gonna step their game up this year, and I want to talk about a lot of things that for diapers, man. All of us got these race cars. All of us got all these. They got diapers for your motor and diapers for your transmission, man. That little drip that you got, man, that diaper will suck all that up. They'll never see it. But if you don't have $150 diaper, spend $300-$400 to get to the race and you can't race. So once they see you leaking oil, they're going to be on you for the rest of the night. But, you know, man, and safety, man, y'all guys get y'all some good suits, good helmets, neck helmets, or whatever. So get everything y'all need. Ain't one of you. Yeah. That neck and head, man, that's what you need to concentrate on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They'll learn, huh? Snap his neck.
Yeah. That's right. Get
that wall.
Right. Yeah, get them neck braces. Get everything you need.
Mo, what you got? The hybrid sport, huh?
Oh, Mo got what he needs for his car.
No, I think it's called a hybrid sport or something. A sport hybrid or something like that?
Yeah, His thing connects to his helmet, to his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
All
they make a bunch of them, but they got the one that go over your little strap. It's not quite as expensive as the other ones, but one Mo got, it goes around you and it hooks to your helmet and stuff. So that way you don't have to use your straps to hold it down. I think he's called it the hybrid sport. Yeah. I was looking at him. But that's another thing we need to, that's another thing you get on the show and talk about. Talk about things like that so people know. Fire suppression systems. You know, where you get them from. You know, who got the best deals and, you know, which ones you like. Little things like that. That's what this show could be about. And like I said, it ain't got to be all about the racing part, but, you know, educational, knowledge stuff, you know. You know, where, like Riddell said, where you going? Like, I'm going, hey, man, we're going to this big no-prep race up there in H-Town Throwdown and Kansas City, you know. Even if nobody, you might have one person on here that might be interested, you know. I'll look it up. I look for the live feed. You know, don't know what's happening. You know, and I work, so I don't get on top. And, you know, like you came on here, posted the shows, you know. If people see stuff, text me. You can email me, you know, send me a text, send me a message on Facebook. I'll write it all down, you know. Keep everybody informed on stuff. Yep. Hey, DeQuinn.
Hey.
Hey, it's your cousin's birthday.
Come on. I got all that for people. Hey, bro. Boy, you know what I wanted to see? I wanted to see that motherfucking Bobby DeCordy against that fucking that Matt Black Thurgeon. You know that dude won the last one they had out here.
Are you talking about fucking the you talking about the Firebird, Ryan Mitchell?
You motherfucking right. Him or what's your boy name? Billy the Kid?
Yeah, he gonna gap fucking Bobby, man.
Let me tell you something. Hey, Jamie, they always worried about that fucking Firebird, but the fastest car out there was that goddamn purple split bumper. That bitch was fast.
Oh, that bitch was running. They call it cracking. That car fast. I don't know, though.
That car was fast. Thing out there.
That car running. Oh, that car fast. That was a fast run, but I tell you what, Ryan ain't no joke, man. Either. That car beat a bomb ain't no joke. Beat a bomb, I think, Mr. Tuna on
your
boy.
You know your boy.
That purple split bumper from Texas, that dude named Steven.
They call it the cracking, huh?
Texas, yeah.
That's
you know that Chevy 2
beat a bomb,
out there.
That fucking Chevy 2 beat a bomb, whatever it is, Skeeter bomb, beat a bomb.
Oh, I think he misjudged it, too, when he ran against. That was that little Falcon, that Ford Falcon from them guys.
That's
Billy and Tommy from the street racing channel. Oh, yeah, that don't call out, but beat a bomb hump, boy. Beat a bomb. I think he put a little conservative tune in on it.
Let me just tell you this here. That goddamn split bumper beat a bomb Friday night.
I like that split. That split bumper woman. And if I was on Olympic live feed, and then that dude Hans, both of them was talking about it. I had Olympia on my big TV, and I had Hans on my phone, so if one of them cut out, I could keep up. And they was talking about how that car been kicking ass.
Beat a bomb beat that all-wheel drive Ford truck Gator. That whitehead, beat a bomb beat him Friday night.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
And the split bumper beat a bomb Friday night.
Yeah.
Shit. The split bumper beat him Friday night.
Well, that split bumper was moving now. Damn right.
Man, that split bumper ain't no joke. That bitch give me the program right there, fam.
Mm-hmm.
He put gap between him and the bomb. That X275
going down the street like got traction control on that motherfucker.
Hey, that goddamn black X275 coupe, that was one pretty motherfucker.
Yeah, that's nasty, boy.
Yeah, that's
how I ran,
too.
Yeah.
You know what I was tripping off? I was tripping all that motherfucking shock separation on them cars. But them fucking cars look like they were riding the wheelie, but the tires never left the ground, bro.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers are racing up. Them motherfuckers got some bad cars out there, bro. I don't... What the fuck, that's extended? What, that's extended shocks or something, bro?
Yeah, it's got a shock. It's made for that. It got long extension, kind of like the rear for radio, how it raised your separator a lot.
How the back raised up, huh?
Yeah, they got a Thomas. Oh, man, what is it? I think it's Jeff Thomas. He makes a set. And what he usually do is he take AFCO or QA1s, Vikings, and he work them, revalve them, and then put extension where to get more separation on the front. And you can tighten it down. If you go to a track that's tight, you can tighten it down. But if you're on a no prep or a place where you need, you know, minimum traction, you can ease it and it'll raise up. Hey, you don't remember when Russell Stone was at Travis's race? Remember when you made a pass out there and that front end was raised up in there? That car called Haydemaker. He was at Travis race when we was all at Emerald Coast that time. He made a pad and the car was raised up in the front coming through there.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's some bad shit, boy. That tripped out off them motherfuckers.
He had a little, yeah, I'm going to look it up. I'll send you a tag on and show you the guy information. Yep. Yeah, so you find the right setting. But you say that's like a ride up and don't pop no wheel and just hold it. I think it's called Jeff. He's Jeff Thomas. Let me see. Yep.
Yeah, them boys put on, bro. They put on big for the city. I ain't gonna lie. That shit was nice like a motherfucker.
They did a hell of a job.
Man, I don't know. I saw a motherfucking car that fucker going on. That bitch looked like it did a 360 and kept going. I said, ooh, look at this bad motherfucker here.
Oh, I seen that thing that showed a picture there.
That motherfucker did a 360 and kept going, boy. I said, Lord, look at this shit.
Trying to find this thing, what do you call a shock thing? Oh, I had talked to her. Let me see something.
I'll tell you what it is. It ain't got no Mardi Gras race down here this year?
Well, they got the one in Gulfport. That's right there.
The Gulfport got it. No problem. They won't do it no more.
Well, I know Carlo and them Big Easy crew used to do it. They might still. I don't know. There ain't no telling.
Man, go to Gulfport.
It's his name is Jeff Thomas. He do shocks. The Quinn, he do them. They got a couple of guys do them. I know he do them. Do a set. It's TRS. It's Thomas Racing Service. That's the name of it. It is TRS. We see the Viking strange Alf codes. Yep. Yes, sir. Yep. Mm-hmm. Shit. You got Scooby Race end of this month. There's no back of the track at Gulfport.
That's going to be a pretty good race too, though, Jamie, but back to the track.
Oh, yeah, man, yeah. Yeah,
nice,
Gulfport.
Nice
Yeah, I think he's going to do like last time we did, start at like 8 mile, right, a little bit past 8 mile. And I see Gulfport doing a test and tune on the 17th or something like that this month. Said no hard tires. So they were showing that earlier. I saw him posted something about that. Yep. Oh, buddy. Let's see if I can pull it up. Let's see. Yep.
Everybody had a blessed New Year, huh, bro?
Oh, yeah, man. Same old. Blessing the same bills.
Yep, yep. Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro. You know how it is, bro.
Yeah,
how
you feel? That's a headache.
Yeah, man. They got that,
I think that's what it is, that first ass cutting up there in South Carolina too, damn it, coming up the 18th or the 19th, huh, coming up this month or next month, February. Is it, uh, Trigger Man, you gotta, Trigger Man, Riddell ought to know what that is. Riddell be on top of the mile of town races, better not do. Yeah, I'm gonna start cutting on the motor. I had started the other day, man, you know, just mentioning it and shit. No, yeah, that's gonna be great.
That's going to be a real nice race. I might, I'm going to probably be up there for that one.
That's going to be in February, Riddell?
Yeah. Yeah, it's in February.
18 or 19 or something. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. He got a lot of lock-ins too, boy.
Yeah. Then they got like a four horseman, $45,000 up for grab.
Yep.
484. Yeah, 484, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good night. We'll get some good racing going on this year, man. From what I see so far, bro. We'll get some nice racing.
Any other local?
Yeah.
You blew my eardrum.
Boom, boom. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, boom. Boom, I had a medal.
He's probably looking for that trash.
Now, bro, put it there, boo-boo.
Yeah, what's up?
Trying to party himself. Probably with
it. I'm just laying low, trying to get my G-body going. It should be about 2 more weeks, hopefully.
Bro. Oh, G-body shit. Shuffle on somebody, huh? You ain't going to do the G-body shuffle, huh?
Oh, you already know. Put an antique plate on that bitch, right, too.
Hey, we let that button go. That bitch gonna lean to the side, huh? Hike one side up.
Nah, I don't think so. It got ladder bars on there. I'm at the, I got to lower it about 2 or 3 inches. Yeah, so it's already set up with ladder bars.
So, number?
On 28s already. So.
Run to the streets?
Oh, yeah. I got my 3.5-inch dyno bullets. And my boy over at Autotech's gonna run me four foot of pipe on each side. Put mufflers to the rear end.
So, bro.
Yep.
Yes, indeed, bro. Yes, indeed.
Yep. I just hope the 411 be all right.
And that weather bad by you, boo-boo?
Come again?
That weather bad up there by you?
No, it's just mist and raining right now. Ain't nothing bad. The TV.
Fucking thundering. The power just went out.
It's raining. Nothing crazy right now.
It is crazy over here.
Riddell said the power went out by their house on the talk show. Riddell said the power's out in Prairieville.
Y'all got energy or Cleco, Riddell?
Well, we got energy, man. It's lightning and thundering over your back.
Yeah, it's lightning and thundering.
We always lose power around here. Cleco don't.
Y'all keep that shit over there by y'all.
Yeah.
And we're going to send that. Nah, that shit on the Weather Channel tweeted. That shit say it's going north. We're going to kick it to you, dog.
I don't lose no power with Cleco. Energy.
You ought to see
to be our power.
About another hour to see.
I need power, man. I'm over here making me some deer sausage. Hell, I can't lose no power.
Hold on. I'm coming to get some. Hold on, nigga. Hold on.
He said he made
it. Yeah, he's a first, dog.
Hey, who gave you a deer? Because I know you ain't killed none.
Hey, pretty, come on. I'm good at bombing shit. Nah, look, I ain't never said
that. Hey, me too.
I
ain't too proud to beg you to die shit.
That's why I'm trying to turn the TVs and shit off. That weather bad, ain't it?
Oh, man. I was supposed to come to earlier today. He was talking about some weather, man.
See, right there, I'm looking at the weather now. That shit tearing y'all up right now, man. Look like we gonna miss it.
Oh, I see it right here. Man,
my turn. I brought my kids down at the Colony by my auntie and them by Sherelle and them house, and they tripped out, man. They scared to death every time they hear something about a storm, though.
Man, it's bad over here, boy.
Shit, they got reading.
We're going to go north of us, Steven. We ain't going to get much of it. It's going to shoot north of us on the radar.
Shit, okay.
I
just hope them goddamn tornadoes stay where they're at in the middle of the goddamn night.
Yeah.
Know what the fuck I'm talking about? Bitches, man. That shit's something serious, bro. That motherfucker took one of my partner's trailer and set it on his neighbor's two-story house, right on the front porch, smashed the whole fucking house, man.
Whoa. Man, that shit get more and more common around here. I mean, that's crazy. I know my next house gonna have tornado shelter in it. Ain't no doubt.
See, man,
if I built one, I'm going to have a goddamn room in the ground. Fuck that.
That's what I'm talking about. I screwed up on this last one I built, but the next one, my last house, that's something you're going to have a tornado shelter.
Good. Tweety, you almost could technically make your laundry room like I started to do here. Brick your laundry room. In four corners, you know. My laundry room's in the middle of my house. I started to brick it all the way around and make it an end.
Man, I'm trying to go underground, big dog. I ain't trying to be on top of ground. I'm going down.
Well, we can't. The problem
man.
Is
I'm going down, cuz.
You can't get out there, motherfucker, and fall on top of you.
Riddell, that tornado don't give a fuck about no bricks, bro. I ain't gonna tell you no lie, bro. If you
shit,
get a picture of them houses and all that shit, they're underground. That's fish tan houses.
Talking
about
a
fortified
house. We talking about a fortified thing that's built for that.
You better fortify that motherfucker. Regular bricks ain't gonna do it.
No, he's talking about building like a safe in a bank where they put them rebars and all that in it. That shit gonna be strong,
man. If I'm gonna do that motherfucker, it's gonna be like a goddamn.
We got a guy
down here. It's been like that for years, man. He one of the local guys from around here, old school. Shit, he buried a bus. He buried a whole bus, put that bitch on the ground.
Oh, you got it?
And put him a stack out the top of it. That's his tornado shelter.
And that ain't bad. That's a bad deal.
Huh?
The only thing, I'd hate is a motherfucker, some goddamn lumber fall on you. You can't get out that motherfucker until somebody come help you.
He ain't ground over there. He got like a shovel. You run outside right quick and go in there. So he Yeah, so you got to go ahead of time before. If you know he coming, you got to go out there and get in him before it's in it, they even around.
But I'm going to do a whole safe room. I'm going to designate a whole closet to mine, and I'm going down. My bitch going to be like a, you know, but they sell tornado shelters. Like, you can put it in your garage and recess it in the slab in the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
And then go get in it. But you all right, though. I mean, shit start falling on you, trapped, but hell. I mean,
you ain't trapped.
I mean, you got to pick your battles, I guess.
The one you put in that garage, you ain't too trapped in that bitch. You could get out of it now. You got to put it made for about six people. But it's nice.
Yeah.
You see that one they did in a out of the bed? That's a nice one. Where the bed raises up and you go in there.
You see the one where they take the island and the house?
Oh,
That one, that's nice. You take the island and move it out and go down in the island. Yeah, they make some nice ones, man.
We're dead in the water.
And that shit, we got right around my house, man. We caught like three of them within a 2-year span. It's like once that shit hits you, it's like they stay that same pattern for a while. Then they move. And they seem to be doing the same thing over there in that city.
They're tearing their ass up, boy.
Mm-hmm.
They're tearing their ass up, yeah.
This is crazy, man.
Tweety, you been digging in the pools?
I went and looked at one today. I hadn't really been pushing it, man. I've been so busy. I'm building two houses right now. I got four permits. I can't even get started.
Not with this goddamn rain, you
ain't. The bitch is gonna be expired before I even get my first inspection. I'm gonna have to renew the fucking permit. Can't get nobody to work, Riedel.
I'm
so damn busy. I can't get to it. Shit hard out here right now, man. You got people out here overworked, and you got other some bitches talking about there ain't no work. I don't get it. It's the craziest shit I ever seen in my life.
But tweet it. They put 32 fast motherfuckers down the road this Sunday, the other night, boy.
Oh, I was looking at it on live feed. Yeah. That's some nice shit, man. I was
Sunday they had 40.
Ask Jamie how many times I text you, man. Y'all want to ride?
Mm-hmm. Riedel, that was 43, Riedel. 43.
43. That's what I'm saying.
I'll probably text that dude 3-4 times wanting to ride.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else I've seen that was impressive to me out there? The guys that they let come out there and serve food for free. They had boys out there that had some badass hamburgers, boy. Big ass hamburgers. You couldn't eat all that shit.
Yes, indeed. Yep.
You couldn't eat all that.
Yeah, Lip is on live right now doing a recap with Stephen Little with that purple twin turbo 79 model Camaro on his YouTube channel.
Hey, I tell you what, every damn racing organization, racing page in the country is sharing that shit. Like, every page that's means something to share that shit. That shit
mm-hmm.
hit all over the country. I've been seeing it everywhere.
It had to be one of the biggest races ever put on in the world.
Well, they said it's the largest street race there was. They said a guy just had one.
I believe it.
A while back had 40-something, but just had more. So, yep. Your boy Limpy was talking about that, too, on his live feed. All that dude, Hines, one of the two. Yep.
Why would you go to a racetrack when you could make that kind of money on the street?
Hey, Riddell. Some people just, that's crazy.
Riddell, you saw that motherfucking blind with them black tights on out there?
That's, she from California.
That motherfucker bad.
That's
Tony's old lady, that's Tess. She drives that Maverick.
That Maverick, they stole it. She bought that.
Hey, that's the one they call little James Champagne staying at, huh?
They bought
that. Is that the one?
Yep.
That's who bought that Falcon then. They bought the Falcon and the Cavalier.
That's that picture that went viral a couple of years ago with her standing filming that Mustang.
Yeah, and
come on,
that Duck Trick.
That picture still freaking circulates.
They bought that Falcon and a Camaro and a white 4-speed Mustang that ran Friday.
Yeah, Tess and Tony bought Billy the Kid's white Mustang that Molly, whatever. They bought it from Billy, and they keep it at his house in Ohio, and they fly back and forth whenever they got racing. But they came down with Billy and his old man, and Tommy and all with the Falcon, and the old man's Malibu.
They bought
What the name is on that Malibu?
A Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. That's a young boy driving that car, too.
No, you're talking about the wrong one, Riddell. You're talking about Butterface that ran Sunday. The daddy, Billy's daddy, Bill ran Friday or Saturday, Friday with the street cars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're talking about
a gold one, isn't it? Like a gold color?
No, Butterface.
No, I'm talking about the old man's car, the one with the boys. With the Falcon, dad's car is called gold. Yeah, goldish cream.
They call it Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, they'll probably put something on their YouTube page too.
Hey, who won the shootout that said? They split the money. Six cars left because the fall came in.
No, that was Sunday. No, I'm talking about
Saturday. Saturday, Lane.
Who won the street car shootout?
Saturday, the Camaro won. The Camaro.
Yeah, Lane won it from Springs.
Who? That's the same car that beat Black Jesus, huh?
Yeah, that great Camaro, Lane.
Yeah.
Hey, that from the North Shore?
Yeah, that's Shaq.
Yeah, North Shore. Yeah.
Shaq.
Yeah, he's from up there.
Chino. They call it Carcino.
Black Jesus had trouble, though. He bust a shock.
Yeah, he drove that car from Cologne out there. I think he fucking shocked up on doing it. I don't know.
He
had shock problems, though.
He bust the left shock. It was busted.
Yeah.
It was broke. It was sitting down on the tire. That's why the car turned.
Oh.
That's why the car turned left.
I think that fucking interstate. That's what I told him. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I think the interstate, that long air ride.
The car turned right when he dropped the hammer.
Hey, the dude that hit the dish, man, what the fuck he was doing? What, he didn't want to lift? He put off a purple cush, huh?
Didn't want to lift. He hit the curb and then he went in the ditch. Then he caught a fire. So he fucked up all around. Probably gonna be without power all night. Nah, shit.
You ain't got no standby generator?
Yeah, I got a generator. I ain't turning that shit on. I'm going to bed. I live in the project, man. They don't allow us no fucking generators over here.
Liar.
Man, a motherfucker still let you put a generator out here in the project, man. Shit.
Some people that ain't gonna steal nothing from you.
Fucker, steal that motherfucker. You won't have no generator. When is Jake Race? Jake Race is in March, huh?
Man, you know I don't be key on it. I ain't good with
and
that
yes,
shit.
Yes, sir. The 20, I think
yeah,
it's the 27th, 28th. You coming up there, Mo?
Man, I'm telling you, if Silver Dollar locking, Silver Dollar and D&D, that's what I'm looking for.
Silver Dollar, which one is that? That's that four-eye?
Yeah, the four-eye Silver Mustang at Robbie Toon.
They was in what's his name? They finally got that sumbitch to make a pass Sunday. That bitch wouldn't make
a
pass at all.
Yep. I remember that.
That wouldn't even get to the 60-foot Saturday.
Sure wouldn't.
Yeah, them boys from Dallas.
Yep. I was trying to get across the ass for Trick or Treat. Them motherfuckers ducked me for Trick or Treating. Them and D&D. I want the ass.
Which one is D&D now?
Blue truck, little blue.
Yeah, the little
blue
truck, 10. Okay.
Yep, I get both of them locking or one or the other. Hell yeah, I won't take that trip. Yep, so that's where I'm at with it. If we get that going on, hell yeah, I have to make that trip.
There's going to be some shit there, that's for sure. Man, yep. what they done with the people? They just didn't let that motherfucker die, huh?
Man, a lot of them.
Like
man, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. They got enough of slick prep tracks around this motherfucker. Then you gotta get up with times, man. You ain't gotta be radio prep all the time, but you gotta doggone. You gotta know how to radio prep. It just is what it is. You know what I'm saying? If you want a slick prep track, them bitches a dime a dozen. And majority of the motherfuckers who slick tire race, no prepping or street racing. So you know what I'm saying? Having a predominantly slick prep track ain't really the place to fucking race no more. Because motherfuckers can do that on the street and don't got to pay shit. So that's how they looking at it, you know what I'm saying? Or the motherfuckers who's no prep racing, you know what I'm saying? They're no prep racing, you know, they no prep racing, back of the track racing, and they're going after them big pockets, the only way you're going to get them big crowds to show up. So it's just one of them things where if you got a track and it's a slick track, you got to either have your mean bracket game or you got to motherfucking have some big old payouts for the motherfucking no prep races, period. Or you ain't no man's man with that shit. It's just like a race car.
But
you ain't keeping up with the time.
In the same token, them motherfuckers can't keep just sticking the key in the gate. They got to put up or shut up.
Yes, sir. I agree with you 100%.
They got to put up
or
shut
up.
They can't depend on Mo, this one, and the girl, this one, and this one. If y'all don't give no races, they don't open the gate. That ain't racing, man. You got to promote your place and put that money out there.
Well, I'm gonna say this, Riddell. You know what I'm saying? From going through this shit for years and years and years and years, it, you know, it ain't just with them that we cried about this shit. We cried about the same situation with Stephen. We cried about this situation. Well, I ain't gonna lie, Steve Race put the money out there. Steve Race did used to put the money out there. But
that's right.
You know, we did cry about this shit with Kent. I'm sorry, it was Kent after it came after Steve Race. We cried about this with Kent. God bless the dead. You know what I'm saying? We know those two guys, but. We did. I ain't gonna call it crying. I'm gonna call it we complained. You know what I'm saying about it. You know what I'm saying, which is a good gripe to have. You know what I'm saying. You know we shouldn't have to rely on promoters. You know what I'm saying, to have a show for small tire calls. It's just a reason why. You know what I'm saying, they don't have big turnouts. You know what I'm saying, when the track open their gates, and that's the reason
because
why.
They,
you know what I'm saying, but
they're not stepping
they don't
up.
Never. Yeah, you gotta give everybody don't want to come testing to them. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't just coming. Everybody don't want to go to the track to test it too. What about the cars that's already tested that won't race now? And when they show up, they won't have a chance to have some money if they show up. You know, so they got to think about that. But what I'm going to get back to what I was about to say. And what I was about to say was, if they don't give nothing for you, you just don't show up. Go where they give something for you. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I look at it. I don't. I'm not going. I'm not going. I'm sorry. I keep saying crying. I didn't talk about it. I didn't touch on it for years and years to come, and nothing has been done about it at our home track. So I was just go. That's why. Atmore Dragway is my home track, where they cater to what the type of racing I do. Small tire racing. Then every weekend, they got a doggone class for small tire racing. So guess what? I'm going to go where they cater to what type of racing I'm doing. It's as simple as that. I hate that I got to drive an extra hour and a half to go race. You know what I'm saying? I have a place to race my car. But if that's what it takes for me to race my car when I won't go race, that's what I'm going to do. So no problem. And you know, you already know State Capitol not catering to our type of racing and giving the type of classes for us and putting, you know, a payout up there for us to come there and race for. So I'm just not going to go there unless a promoter or give a race there and have a class for me to race there. It's as simple as that. So, you know, fuck it. Because we at this point, like Tweety always say, we beating a dead horse. You know what I'm saying? Keep on trying to, you know, make people do things that we want them to do that they showing that they're not interested in doing. So we can't make them do it, so fuck it. We just got to do what we got to do for us in our program.
Bon voyage. Like the Germans say, vita sin.
Yeah, that's just what it is, man. Hey, I ain't talking bad about them, just speaking facts, you know what I'm saying? It's evident that, you know what I'm saying, if Jamie and them don't give a race, and ever, you know, for a small, you know, small tire race, if I don't give a small tire race, you know what I'm saying, Flop predominantly catered to the street cars, you know what I'm saying, you know, he started implementing a small tire class in his shows, you know what I'm saying? If it ain't now one of those, you know, us three basically, it's no class and no problem for us. If you're not racing on a slick tire, you're not a street car, it's no class for you, you know what I'm saying? You know, you can't even test though, you know, because it's tough the whole street cars, you know? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm not, and once again, I'm not talking bad, I'm just speaking facts. Yeah, they had a 6G Camaro they posted, and they said, I thought the track don't work, you know what I'm saying? And yes, the track works for 600 horsepower car. But when you're making 1,000 or 1,500 to 2,000 more horsepower than that 600 horsepower car that's leaving on the back tires, you know what I'm saying? Then those horsepower cars can't do the same thing. They can't put this shit down. You know, if you're not prepping the motherfucker for a 1,600 horsepower car or a 2,500 horsepower car, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it don't work for 1,600 horsepower cars or 2,000 horsepower cars. But it does work for 600 horsepower, 700 horsepower cars. So I agree with him on that. Yeah, it worked for those type of calls. But it just don't work good enough for the higher horsepower calls. And so that's why you don't get the high horsepower calls coming down the regular. And that's the way you make money, from consistency, from getting calls and getting people to come there consistently, not getting them to come there 2-3 times a year. You know, and until then, you know, it's just going to be what it's going to be. You're going to go there, the people just going to go there for, you know, for jamming them races, jamming them getting raised there. You know what I'm saying? For the two races I give there, me and, you know what I'm saying, in my group, you know what I'm saying, and the one with me and Mika get there, you know, them two times a year. And, you know what I'm saying, when Flop give a race, for his races, you know what I'm saying? So that's just what it is. But me, myself, I'm telling you right now, I'm on board. I got Jimmy Bradshaw on board. We got TJ Bailey on board, you know what I'm saying, Sticking Mafia on board. The two races we're giving this year, you know what I'm saying? Man, we bringing them in the prep. It is what it is, because I don't want it should. If somebody asking me what it's going to pull or is it going to be radio prep, and they're going off of my word, and I'm going off of, you know what I'm saying, the track word. And then they get there, and everybody got to turn their cars down, and everybody saying, oh, you got to race the track. You got to race the track. We tired of racing the track. We want them all to fucking go fast. You know what I'm saying? When we go to a track that's supposedly radio prep, and they are radio prep, we don't have to turn our cars down. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got to race the surface, but we don't have to turn our shit down. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just tired of having to turn my car down. I'm not turning my car down. So if there's a track that's in question, I'm not going down, period. So, you know, the track being in question, for me to be able to turn, you know, leave my, I don't even say turn my car up. Run my car, you know what I'm saying, to run a good number, I'm going to say. Because I don't even fuck with that. I don't turn my car up to where I'm doing something extra when I go to certain tracks. I'm going to just run my car where I know it's going to run a good number and go down the racetrack. So if I can't run my car to, you know, where I know it run a, you know, decent number, and I'm better be competitive, I'm not going there. So I don't feel comfortable with doing that at no problem with the current prep situation there. So I'm bringing somebody in to prep so I can run my car, because I have a lot of people that come there that don't know nothing about no other car at that racetrack that day. But they know they all they know is they're coming to see my car go down the racetrack because, you know what I'm saying, they know it's a nice car and they know it run good. But every time they come there, I'm fucking going out first round or I ain't fucking even getting off the starting line. And I'm tired of it and I'm not going to do it no more. I'm not tired of keep getting all my people to come there to see me look like shit. You know what I'm saying? Looking like I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So that's just what it is. Whenever I'm throwing something from here on out until they prove to me that they know how to radio prep that track for the type of horsepower I'm trying to put down, that's just what I got to do. I got to bring somebody in, until that point, until we get to that point, period. And you know what I'm saying? And that's just my opinion. And if I say something wrong, I apologize. But I'm just telling you, I'm just, you know, speaking on how I feel about, you know, approaching this situation.
Who's that laughing? Who the fuck is that?
That's my dog breathing hard, man.
You're damn lying.
Playing catch. Hmm? What?
Well said.
Yeah, that is, fella.
Yeah, I like that.
Now, hey, Bo, now don't you go sit on the couch now.
Hey, Riddell, one thing about me sitting on that couch, you know what I'm saying, I'm all about trying to do what's right for us as a whole. It ain't got nothing to do with
okay. Fucking
Mo Jesus. It's all about trying to get shit in the right. Because if we all want to go take that 45-minute ride to our home track and then go home, you know what I'm saying, and go our ass home 45 minutes and be home. No, none of us want to go 5, 6, 7, 8 hours every time we go fucking drag our shit out there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying. I know, but I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, get it to where we can get back to doggone enjoying our cars without having to doggone, you know what I'm saying, plan ahead, you know, 4 and 5 months or only bring our cars out 3 and 4 times a year because it's so expensive to take that trip, you know, 7, 8 hours, you know what I'm saying, every time we go race.
You know how expensive it is to go to No Problem from right there at your place? Fuck. You done spent $1,500 and you ain't left your house yet.
So just think about if we got to go away at a motherfucking steal or fucking XRP, what would it costing us?
Yeah, but you...
And not only that, man, not only that, you know what gets me is they tell
you... You know what makes you go there? You know you got a chance.
You know what you're getting. Yes, you know what you're getting.
You know you got a chance. That keeps going.
You don't have to go there and you got to hope. Man, I hope the track good. You know what I'm saying? I hope I can get down. You know you're going to be able to go down. You know you're going to be able to go fast.
Well, the thing with me is you go there, you make a couple of clicks on your shocks, maybe tighten your spring rate or something up, but you don't have to go there and change on all your phone links and shit. I mean, that ain't for a one-day race, man, that just ain't feasible.
Tweety, I just fuck with Mo because I know you was going to bust out laughing. Don't you go sit on that goddamn couch. I know you're going to bust out laughing.
Hey, man, it is what it is, man. But like I say, man, they always sit there and they tell you, you know, you got to learn how to adjust. But, I mean, you got to look at it like this. It's a one-day race. There's only so much you can do.
Man, look, I just hope to Christ today. And we could get 4 or 5 cars in Louisiana and show up one place and race, pass some motherfuckers' ass out the fast, and we all be together. Because that's what you see all these other guys do. That's what you see these guys from Texas, Oklahoma. Look what happened at the pad. 4 or 5 guys out of one place all came together. Fuck, we need to be able to go places and go together and have fun.
Yeah, but Riddell, like I've said this before, man, it starts at home. If me, you, Mo, and everybody else racing at home, then we get that camaraderie. But we don't get to race at home, so we don't have that camaraderie no more. We used to have it. We've done that before. Hell, I remember Mo was in it. Boom, freaking hot ride. We all was going up to them tracks in Mississippi, but we was all racing together. But we not doing that no more. Like I said, we roll up at a track right now. We all tested straight up.
Exactly.
We all tested.
You got to, because you don't know where your goddamn car at. Big shit.
That's what I'm saying. So, it ain't that we don't want to race together. It's just we got to get something going here first because, I'm be honest with you. I don't even give a shit if mine even come off the jack stand. That's where I'm at with it. But I'm hoping something like this spark in me because I've been having a race car since I was a teenager. But I don't know, man.
But there it is again.
I'm gonna tell you this, Tweety. I'm hoping that when Jimmy and TJ and them come down here, that they actually can learn something from them guys. You know what I'm saying, on prepping. You know what I'm saying. I'm hoping that money. You know what I'm saying. You know, me and my, you know, and the rest of the people I'm giving these events with. You know what I'm saying. Spend this money for them to learn. You know what I'm saying. Take some pointers and watch what they're doing and how they're doing it, so they can, you know, start implementing that into what they do to prep the racetrack. You know what I'm saying?
That's what you're thinking.
Yeah, you're right. You got to stay positive and optimistic because...
Yeah, we had Ralph at State Capitol twice. And them motherfuckers sit there and looked at him, put their finger in their ass and just watched him.
State
Capitol is a whole different ballgame. I mean, I ain't no dick rider. I ain't pulling nobody dick to no homo, you know what I'm saying? But you got to give no problem, you know what I'm saying, some credit in that aspect. They're doing better and they're making improvements to the facility and shit. State Capitol ain't doing a motherfucking thing. So that's our
deep. They got all the tools. I mean, I admit they got all the tools. They got everything they need. I mean,
you got to want them, though, sweetie. You got
to
want them.
No, look, you don't have to preach that to me, cuz I run a business. I already know how it works.
You know, you got to want to do good for your people. Albertson clean the floors in his stores because they want to get customers in the door.
We're going to test this weekend. We're going to Admiral. You know what I'm saying? Why? We shouldn't have to go to Admiral. We should better go right there to No Problem. But until No Problem, you know, prove to us that it's worth our time, you know what I'm saying, and our doggone, our money of paying to get that motherfucker, you know, to be able to get us a surface to go down, we going to take that extra hour and a half ride. One week. We'll take that extra 3-hour ride to know we're going to get a good service. It is what it is, you know. I don't speak on this a lot, and I don't like to speak on it because people get the truth and, you know what I'm saying, a valid opinion mixed up with, like, trying to bash or trying to hate or down.
People misconstrue what you're trying to say, and they turn it into something bad like you bashing.
Right.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, we all spending good money. And
we got to – everybody has to give their opinion. Everybody has to tell their truth.
Address the elephant in the room. It just is. If you don't talk about it, ain't nothing happening about it. Right. Like I said, I wish I could travel, but I can't. But, you know, like I said, I ain't trying to sell my race car either. I'm just hoping that it turned around at least one of these tracks, local, whether it be golf course, No Problem, State Capitol, whatever. It really don't matter.
Sweetie, listen to me. I guarantee you by summertime, Gulfport be the surface that everybody going to.
Man, listen, read that. For Gulfport to be the surface that everybody going to, they'll have to motherfucking reconcrete that, resurface that motherfucker. That bitch bump it in motherfucking the pad after you get across the racetrack. That motherfucker ain't motherfucking man. Let's be for real. While we talking facts and we being real, let's be for real. That motherfucker ain't going to hold no radio. I've been going to that motherfucker the last 2-3 years, the Jeremy and Scuba race, and I just basically been showing up to support them guys. I'm knowing fucking well right I ain't going to be able to get down that fucking racetrack.
But see, I've never been down it. I thought they was doing the work to clean it up.
Man, that bitch got a motherfucking X Games fucking double triple stunt fucking ramp on the right lane, man. That motherfucking track ain't on no horsepower on no radio. Hell no. That is what it is. It's a slick tire, big tire, bracket track. If you ain't motherfucking running on those slicks, it's only waste of time. Or you just going to have support.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm just being real, you know what I'm saying? I'm tired of wasting my motherfucking time. I don't call going to Gulfport wasting my time because my people and I support them. I'm going to support them, no matter if I got to go there and just pay some tech card money just to get in with my golf cart to support them. That's what I'm going to do. But as far as me take being serious about trying to go there and be competitive, not with that, not with my silver car, I'm not. It ain't gonna happen because it ain't the surface ain't gonna, you know, ain't there for that. I'm tired of fucking. I'm not gonna beat up on my shit and keep on fucking wearing bell springs out and fucking rattling rings and motherfucking, you know, take the chance at fucking up all kind of other shit. Knocking the tires off, trying to go down a racetrack. I ain't doing this. I was chasing wood chips and I was telling, thinking it was us that fucking was missing the tune-up, missing the fucking chassis adjustment, missing this, missing that, and go to a good track and go right down that bitch like a bracket car. And that just showed us that it's not us, not our equipment, it's the fucking racetrack. And that's just all there is to it. So if the racetrack ain't there, I'm politely loading my shit up from now on, and I ain't going back there until they get it together. And that's just for every track around this motherfucker.
That's real.
Cause I'm not changing my tires. I'm not going to no slicks. That shit nostalgic. I'm not doing that shit. I didn't build a car for that. The weight percentage is way off. It's way off. From I had to add a bunch of weight, which would be fucking crashing out. All the fucking improvements I made to the car to get it to go down on the motherfucking slick consistently. I had to change my shocks. I had to change the fucking the coil spring. I had to change the gears. I had to change the converter. I ain't changing all that shit to fucking get a car to go down one or two different tracks. And then when I go out of town, I got to change all my bad. I got to change the four-link setting. You know what I'm saying? I got to rescale the car. Then when I go out of town, now I got to change all this shit back, and now I got to make a hit or two to make sure everything right. Man, fuck that. I'm just leave that bitch set up to go down a good track, and that's just what it's going to be. The end.
People don't understand that shit. That's real.
For real, bro. You know what I'm saying? But dumb motherfuckers get out there and say, oh, man, you can't get a car to work on slicks, so you can't go down this track, you can't go down that track. No, y'all's too dumb to know what the fuck y'all fucking talking about to understand how this shit works. That's what's going on. Ask Brent Self all the changes you got to make to get that bitch to go down a radio track versus to go down a motherfucking slick tire track. Ask him what he already changed. Ask motherfucking Ty Spears all the shit he used to change on his car to get it to go in between the two. That shit is a lot of fucking
shit. Look,
he changed.
We had
a lot of fucking work.
We used to watch Ty Spears roll up at our race. Hell, he show up a day early, had that bitch on jack stand, changing gears, changing transmission, converted, all kind of bullshit. Oh my God, hey.
It's a lot of work, and I, myself, I'm believing in when something working good, leaving well enough alone. That bitch working good, leaving alone, I'm not touching that motherfucker. Fuck that.
We can get our car go down on a slick, man, but it's just slow as fuck. Cause we ain't
right.
Doing it the right way. We just doing it just to get down.
Exactly, Tweeted. That's what motherfuckers don't realize,
and
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, motherfuckers be hollering about, oh, y'all got wheelie bars on it. Man, that wheelie bar hiked up 3 foot and a half. We just got them bitches on that for weight.
Right. Hey, don't tell them nothing now, Tweety. Then you're gonna show them how smart they're not, you hear me?
It is what it is, man.
Yeah. But man, that's just what we have in racing, you know. You know, Stefan had the track working, and it had everybody change their shit over the radios. You know what I'm saying? Now everybody made the changes and set their cars up and built their cars up to, you know what I'm saying, to be set up for a radio. And now we don't have, you know, now everybody's talking about tune your car to the track and all this. Man, now you done made everybody go. Now everybody went spent all this money to set their car for a good, decent working track. And now we don't have a track, now motherfucker. Now where everybody's telling everybody is, you know, make the adjustment to your car for the track. Man, ain't nobody wants to spend all that money and made all these adjustments to fucking go back to what the hell we just doggone had. That's okay. We didn't fucking check our money off. Fuck. Yeah, but I just what it is, man. I don't. I'm trying my best, and I'm gonna say it the best way to where people can understand it, and they don't get it misconstrued as like I'm holding my nuts, or I'm hating, or I'm talking down, or I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm shitting on nobody or the track. I'm just trying to just get everybody some you know what I'm saying, some parity in this, to see who we fighting against and who we just trying to get going, you know what I'm saying, to make fucking this shit work, you know what I'm saying, and to make everybody be okay with, you know, going to racetrack and enjoying, you know, their equipment that they spent all this fucking money and time on and into. But, hell, I'm on, you know, fuck, a few of us that, you know what I'm saying, that get people to understand them, we only a few. We got to, you know, it take all of us to be able to make this thing work, shit. And this 2023, you know what I'm saying, hey, if this shit don't work this year, then I'm done. I'm telling you, I'm done. I just have to pick my spots and attend my little 4 or 5 races out of state, and that's all I'm racing. I'm going to do. So that's what we got to do, man. Hey, we got if this shit don't work this year, then I didn't try. I didn't ran my course with it. Fuck it.
Well, you definitely got the right person you talking to. That's for sure. If he can't make that motherfucker work, it ain't gonna work.
Right about that. And I know what I also want to talk to y'all about too. All of y'all that might want or need to do some testing. Jimmy got up with me and told me that he got some new glue Nelson is gonna.
Jimmy got some new glue. Did they want to test? That's all right. After you said glue, it went out.
Okay, well. Yeah, Jimmy got with me and told me that it was a new glue that he need to try out, and Nelson's gonna allow him to do it at no problem, and he wanna put together a private radio test and tune deal. So I don't know, I don't have exact date at the moment. So he's gonna get back with me with that. So just letting everybody know that need or may want to do some testing here I would say within the next month or two. Be on the lookout. I'm gonna make a post to get a group together. I don't know how many cars, you know what I'm saying, he gonna want there, or what have you. But we're gonna get a group together and we're gonna do that. So it ain't gonna be no deal to where like I'm just fucking on no buddy shit. I'm only inviting certain people. Nah, I ain't one of them. You know? I ain't one of them. So don't put me in a category with no job, motherfucker. So I'm gonna make it open to everybody who want a motherfucking tent. and whatever number. For real, tweet, because motherfuckers said, man, motherfucker gonna put his people on it. No, I ain't one of them. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm for the reason. So when he let me know the amount of calls that they want, or if there is an amount, a certain amount that they want to do for the deal, you know what I'm saying? I'll refer and, you know, transfer that message over to everybody else and make a post, and we'll go from there. But I'm just putting it in y'all ear. That's what we about to have is Jimmy coming prep. And it's some new. I saw. I'm trying to remember who it was that advertised the new glue. I'm trying to remember who it was. It's somebody making glue now. I think it's VP. I want to say no. It ain't VP. It's somebody else. I forgot who the hell it is making the glue now. It's somebody. It's somebody making glue. I can't remember
Triple
who the
glue.
Hell it is. But anyway. Huh?
Triple glue. No crap. No crap.
On the real,
right? Second compound. Oh, shit. Oh. Oh, man. Hell yeah. Shit. A month and a half, 2 months. Oh, man. It's hard. A car is getting any easier to get? But it's still crazy.
No, tires are available, James. The price is just crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, the prices are just crazy.
I don't know.
They're a lot more accessible than they were. Let's say that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all putting on a brace? That no problem.
What'd you say, Riddell?
I'm looking at a flyer. Got your name. Say y'all putting on a bracket race January the 28th.
No, I don't participate in bracket races.
I'm just telling you.
No, I don't do bracket races. It may have a picture of my car, but I don't have nothing to do with it if that's what it is.
Tweeter, look at that I sent you.
It won't have out there tonight. He ain't on here yet. Shit.
I'm reading that right, Tweeter? Well, I seen Hot Rod. He come over there with us at the 8th mile. He had old Gilligan's, the boat captain's hat on. I ain't recognize. He snuck up on me, chin checker, big old. All those 8th mile. He come over there, Gilligan's hat on, like he was out in the boat fishing. I said, hey, look at this motherfucker y'all sneaking up on him.
Yeah.
Hot Rod.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey.
Did I hear somebody say they need some deer meat?
Yeah,
Stephen said he was making deer sausage.
Okay.
Where you got it from? You gave him some deer meat?
No, I got to tell him I got some for him, though.
Yeah, Boom was looking for
some. You got some brown sugar?
He didn't fell off. He done dropped off, too. Him and Troy just dropped off. They done dropped off. Shit. He'll probably call back.
What you got mixed with that deer sausage?
You put polecat and possum.
Got that deer sausage with that pineapple, that jalapeno pepper, brown sugar. What's happening? Honey? Coon?
You know what make it best? Polecat, nutria, and possum with deer meat. That make a good, what you talking about, good sausage.
Put some fresh coon in there, man.
Yeah, they put Boston butt, a lot of them use.
Some coon or some billy goat. Y'all ain't never ate no small barbecue billy goat out.
My cousin them eat it. Tweeting them eat that goat. I don't fuck with no goat. When I bite in, they go bad. So I don't eat it.
Walter,
I tried it.
His name was goat right at Christmas time. Or Darius had goat for sale. $200.
There's a little baby goat. Oh, them pet billies. Goats he had.
No, them were billies he had.
I don't know. I don't eat it. Well, you know,
I'm telling you, you put a billy goat on a barbecue pit smoker, you would eat it. I promise you.
You never had it, tell her. I done tried it a couple times. I done had them when they eat it like that. I don't fuck with it. Well, I don't have it like that. I can't. Now, it's been a while since I tried it. I might try it again. Well, I ain't. We got a benefit one time cooking. That man come in and put it on the head of rolling, boy. Everybody's light it up. Once they give me a piece of it. No, thank you. I just couldn't handle it, man. I don't know why. I guess it's a thought of what it is. So, ain't no biggie. Yep. Oh, man. Man,
my fucking yard flooded over y'all, motherfucker. I thought it wasn't raining. Dr. Plucker, that was an hour ago you asked me that. It don't take long over y'all.
Been out all the time.
It don't take long over y'all St. Andrews. Them fucking pumps they don't put on back yet.
by Lamar Dixon going to
my generator running. I didn't know my lights went out. Shit, my generator just kicked on. It was been running. Shit. I ain't got no fucking generator, man.
Hey, I don't know how true it is. Don't hold a gun to my head. But old Beta Bomb, I heard, turned down $220,000 for that fucking Mustang. It was up there recently somewhere in Oklahoma, Kansas, when they went to Vegas. I don't remember where. But a guy was telling me that at the 8th mile, we was bullshitting when he come through there that first go-around. I said, damn, that's a bad motherfucker with that 4-foot extension. I said, that dude could probably name his price and get it. And, you know, we was just talking shit. I said, motherfucker, bring him $200,000-$300,000. He going to say, so? The dude says, nope. He turned down $220,000. I'm like, that motherfucker would have been gone.
Yeah. Shit, I bought mine for $100,000.
How you say? You said we split a roll out, huh?
Well, that shit. I delivered that motherfucking wax it. I let that flat black shine. Shit. Fuck the trail. Shit.
Yeah.
Everything, man.
How they say money gone, give it ya. What everybody did, fell off?
I don't know. It's cool. No, just ain't nobody. Just Steven and Charlie fell off.
Man, it's fucking raining, man. Sitting in the dark.
Well, fuck, you got that big house over there at your shop, Duck Flucker.
Flucker, I got a generator. I just ain't plucking home. But I ain't got no gas money, man. I got to pay for it. You know how high natural gas is right now? Shit, I ain't doing that. Natural gas high, man. Shit. I can't buy diesel.
They got some race up in Georgia and all, I think next weekend. Some Austin and Joe Coolin I was going to with the Fairmont.
Oh, yeah? Oh, they got it back together?
I don't know if it's...
What's that race in Arkansas they talking about? Say they had 100 and some more cars.
I don't know about that. I know...
Jamie, didn't you just... Jamie, just call the name of that race. What the name was, Jamie?
Oh, no, that's the... H-Town Throwdown, that's in Kansas City.
Yeah.
They had that in June. That's coming up in June.
He was out passing out flyers.
That race is the shit. Oh, Carlo, Glenn, Gary, all of them go to that race.
Ain't that no prep?
He owns his property. Yeah.
That's no prep, though, right? Damn, where they was this weekend?
Who? All them people?
Folks you call, all them names you call.
Well, Gary was out there with Todd and them, with the black car.
Oh.
Jolene was out there. That's who ran that black Firebird first round.
Yeah, and he forgot to turn the weight gates on. That's Scotty car. That's Scott car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He forgot to turn the weight gates on, and it just had enough to make the car leave, and then it fell on his face.
Damn.
Because he forgot to turn the bottle on. I said, what happened?
I heard Danny Ray bought patches back. I mean, patches, Skittles, whatever you want to call it. That red one.
Damn.
I heard he bought it back, too.
Oh, shit. Damn. Man. Do what you gonna do. Well, y'all all talk at the same time, though.
Yeah, I tell you what, though, cuz. I seen somebody offer that boy some big money for that goddamn Fairmont, too, and he told him it wasn't for sale. Boy from Texas offered him, said, man, what's your price is on that Fairmont? He said, it ain't for sale. He said, everything got a price. He said, it ain't for sale. He said, everything got a price.
That motherfucker there was fast.
Yeah, he turned him down. He said, man, I said, everything got a price. He said, it ain't for sale. He said, man, I'm telling you, everything got a price. Now, what's your price? He said, throw it up in there and tell me what the price is. And the motherfucker said, it ain't for sale. I said, God damn, they're in love with these fucking cars. Motherfucker offer me a price and I'm going to throw it up in there and if it falls in his hand, he could have that motherfucker. Still there, Jamie?
Yeah, I'm still
here. They had
to use the restroom.
Oh, I thought the show had to tell off.
Yeah. No, I had to use the restroom. Fucking dog. I'm going to choke this fucking dog.
What is that you got, man?
Huh? Golden doodle. As soon as I leave, use the restroom. She done got a towel now. She can get on. She can sit on that, stand up and get on the table. I'm going to eat my fucking, some of my cough drops. Bitch.
Motherfucker got a cold.
Huh? I got a cold. That bitch eat anything, man. I'm going to get wrecked. The more you hide it, the more she'll want to get it.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey.
Hey, Loki with the little Mustang. That's a big block or small block in there?
Do what you said?
In that blue Mustang in y'all camp.
The blue one?
Ain't that Loki?
Loki?
What's wrong with you,
Loki?
Jamie? You can't hear, man?
No.
Yeah,
I'm,
Loki.
Yeah, Loki, big block. What?
All right, that's what I'm asking. I need some heads. I need some big block heads that flow like 450, 480. I had mine flow tested a while back, and they don't do but 380. That don't do me no justice.
Well, shit.
I thought you were trying to get this fast.
I'm trying to think what you can get. Shit.
I can get some SR20s, but, I mean, I got a small block 383 that made 600. You know, I can give them the whole motor for a good set of heads that'll flow something decent. You know, you're going to spend $3,000-$4,000 on a good set of heads.
Yeah, you're right. The MSR twins, boy.
Boy, the headhunters will wake up.
What heads you got? Yeah, the headhunters. What heads you got?
I got some Dart 410s, but they only flow 385 or 382 or something like that when we flowed them.
Flow anymore?
Mm. No, they was a little bit less than the ones I had because I had the BB2X or whatever they called it, 3X. They didn't flow with these.
He's holding that fucking thing. My bad. He's fucking holding that fucking cough drop in her fucking mouth on her tongue. I'm just dog crazy. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah. Well, I knew somebody had some of them, but. I don't know who else got a set of heads, but shit. Somebody got some. They're always popping up. We're going to break that wild out and get them headhunters.
I had put that little small block for sale for $6,000 a best offer, and people told me I was crazy. So I took it off.
What, for $6,000 for a small block?
Yeah.
Well, that ain't that bad.
Well, no, fuck, I got 5200. I got 5200 in Lil Blue, and that's a fucking 383 also, you know. But, I mean,
good.
It ain't but 11.5 to 1. This one here is 13 to 1, you know.
Good shit. Miller Motors.
I figured somebody would have jumped on him. I figured somebody would have jumped on for a set of heads, you know, to try to put in something just to throw around, you know, or play with.
Mm-hmm. You don't realize, man, you start pricing shit. That shit start adding up. And it's the little shit that kill you. You think, oh, I get my rotating assembly and this and that, man. And then you got to buy nuts, head studs, head gaskets, vents, lifters, you know, valve springs.
But it's crazy, man. You've been watching like that shit last night, the new Street Outlaw show. Ryan Martin got two No Prep Kings cars. He got that Chevelle. Then last night he was with that 69 Camaro with that LS7 or whatever, the 427 in his 69 Camaro. He just built him a new big house and shop. And then I just finished watching while y'all was talking. Fucking Murder Nova just bought, I think they said 5 acres or 6 acres in Oklahoma, built a big ass shop and a bigger house. I'm like, them boys just hand over. Oh, them fuckers are rolling right now. They got it fucking bling blinging. Not even.
Shit.
Yeah, but they ain't gonna let nobody but them make money.
No, because Murder Nova said it just now on the show that he's in charge, that, you know, he's trying to bring everybody back. I'm like, well, there you go. He's the new big chief of the 405. You know, they said they won't start racing out of town. I bet you they don't call none of us to get a team together to go run them.
They're going to pick and choose who they run.
Yeah, I was talking with Earl yesterday. Was it yesterday or Sunday? He made a post, and then I messaged him. I said, send Sean a message, tell him we'll get a group together and go with him. But he put laugh out loud. He said, you know that ain't going to happen. How that Pro Charger coming, Jamie?
It's getting there.
Oh, shit.
It's close. They said all essential parts. It's going crazy in here.
Oh, you know they must know when the weather bad.
I'm on the outside. See on the cameras and see.
I'm on the outside.
Yep. Shit, I got gangsters, man. They don't worry about no fireworks or bad weather. They sit back and chill. And people, dogs be freaking out. You know what I mean? Sean, be quiet.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, man. Well, we're going to see what's going to happen here.
Man, you had a constructive night, man, I must say.
You did good tonight. It was good. Look, see, this is good. See, like, this is all we need now. See, now we get that out the way. Somebody want to get a little foolish at the end of the night, it's good. But not to start the foolishness in the beginning. We talk about certain things, you know. talk about safety and some things and other little pieces of tidbits.
Man, I can't wait to.
In the racing, what you get? What you say, Riddell?
I can't wait to February.
Yeah, well, when February hit, we get to see some action, man. You know?
Yeah, I won't get into somebody's ass first. I want to see what my first victim will be.
Who your first victim going to be?
I don't know, man. Any motherfucker that tapped me on the shoulder. I'm going down in the air. And I ain't wearing no rubber.
Yeah. Oh, man. Shit.
At least a little bit of time. Hell no, I ain't putting no lube on it. I'm going in that raw meat shit. I'm gangster. I've been holding my breath for 2 years, shit. I'm to let loose. Get ass, get some ass, or give some ass. Whichever one comes first. W-R-L, I don't care, shit. I want to do like Tulane, win unexpectedly. You see Tulane.
Yo, Tulane pull that off, boy.
Not yet. I don't think nobody in the Louisiana don't want to fuck with Tulane right now. Tulane rough, boy. Beat the shit out of SC and was losing by goddamn 20-some points. And come back.
Yeah. Tulane,
it was down some points in the third quarter.
Damn.
Playing rough, man.
Well, Alabama pulled it out, too.
Man, don't talk that. You see how Nick Saban walked across their ass?
Yeah, but it was, I looked at the beginning, boy. They had them like 10 points. I said, damn, but Alabama better tighten up. Shit, look at him 49. Dude, they came and put the throttle down.
Oh, man, Alabama didn't have his foot on the pedal. He was just watching the road, man. Shit.
Yeah, he had the cruise control that first round, first quarter.
Yeah, he was watching the road. You see what happened when he put his foot on that gas pedal, huh?
Yeah, he fucking, damn.
Ran out of sight. I tell you, look good, boy. Was Tennessee? Ooh, Lord. Well, Tennessee gonna be rough next year, boy.
Well, that was pretty tough this year.
You know, you got two new teams coming in.
Huh?
You got two new
teams
coming in.
See, a bunch of their players are not leaving. They gonna stay and come back for next year. What Riddell just said.
What'd you say, Riddell?
Tennessee players going to stay and come back and try to win the championship. They're not leaving. They're not even going in the portal.
No.
But then you got two new teams, Oklahoma and Oklahoma
SEC?
And somebody. Yeah.
Well, shit.
You got two new teams coming to SEC this year, Oklahoma and somebody else.
Yeah.
This shit going to get nasty, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jalen should have left from LSU, boy. He should have got his ass away from there and went to the portal. You can't run two quarterbacks in college.
Yeah. And
that goddamn Nussmeier can throw the ball. And I don't like LSU, but that little fucker can throw that ball, boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jamie, is Daniel coming out this year?
Well, I don't know. Shit, I might not be coming out, shit.
You better go make them fucking cabinets where you can come out, nigga.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing. That's why I can't. Too busy, man. That's so many fucking people calling me.
Man, you know what I want you to look at, Jay?
Well,
I want to take my saddlebags and put some birch in it, and then do some other shit with it.
Well, you talking about building your okay?
Well, I did it already. You already hear my black bike, but I want to put birch in. I want to try something else. That's something else I want to try.
Yeah.
I got some other shit I want to put.
Boy, I seen fucking Ratchet Racing pull up with a brand new Harley over there by the finish line with us, a burgundy one. He working at one of the plants over here by me. He's about to build a house over here in Prairieville. I said, boy, what you say?
Think man.
He said
he
got like
30.
That was him on that burgundy bike?
Yeah, he was on that burgundy bike with that dude with the blue one when they come through there Sunday. He came down there and parked with us, stayed by us for about 2 hours. I think he said he gave like 30-something thousand or something for it. It's a 107 engine. And, he's moving out here. He's dating his old lady and girlfriend, whatever, from over here. They're about to build a house over here in Prairieville between me and you.
Damn.
Old Ratchet Racing. He said, I passed by your place. He said, I didn't even know that was you with all them junk calls. He said, I work right there by Occidental. They got a pipeline they putting back here behind me by Occidental. They're going to the river, going to go through the levee or over the levee or some shit. He's doing all the digging, running a crew, you know, with machine dozers and shit. I said, I'll be damned. He said, yeah, I've been down here about a year and a half. I said, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That old Ratchet
anyway,
and stole all this shit. He ain't got nothing no more. He says,
back in the Hummer.
Yeah.
Put it back in the Hummer.
He came back and come back in the Hummer.
Yeah, yeah.
Put it
that's
back
right.
in the Hummer. Running like a Thummer. If you got a fast motor, you nigga, you get dumber. Waiting for the summer for my motor to rumble. Whooping nigga by the ass in the goddamn Hummer.
Yeah, but he about to move out there by us. We're going to be over here in Prairieville.
Cheese, your mic open.
What's up?
Very much.
Be quiet, the president.
I heard Riddell talking about he ain't got no power. Man, Riddell and them got their own power plant where he live at, man. I don't believe that what Riddell talking about. Man, nobody selling nothing with Riddell after that. He's selling power to Cleco.
What'd you say?
Cool.
They selling power to Cleco. They selling power.
What'd you say, boo? Huh?
That was your boy, making that noise a while ago. They right.
Huh?
So crazy day.
Crazy day.
Yeah, crazy day.
I don't know who that is. Yeah. Okay. Oh,
yeah.
All right.
The one with Ty Kelly car, the black car. Stop. Over there, Mars fun over there. Oh, crazy days.
All right.
They talking about David Wright?
Yeah, David Wright.
Boy, come out around here looking for you.
Well, James, it's gonna get good at 23. It's gonna get good.
We're gonna see, yeah.
I'm hoping that it's gonna be because I got my little motor back. I'm just waiting on.
The queen just fell off.
I'm about to say that's a hit.
Well, what
boy,
day
you missed it.
I'm a race, you know that.
Boom, got all questions, DeQuinn.
I ain't worried about this girl, motherfucker.
DeQuinn, the motherfucker, boy. Yeah, goddamn DeQuinn. Homeboy,
I ain't worried about this girl, motherfucker.
That goddamn DeQuinn, something else. River Road, that river rat, boy. That goddamn river rat, DeQuinn.
I was in your hometown earlier.
What you doing down there, man?
Man, I let some folks down. You're not going to kill people down there, too.
You can fuck around there in New Jack City if you want now. I have to come bail you out down there.
Man, I ain't fucking around down there, man. I just went hollering and got the fuck on out of there.
Okay, you got it, because you got to get some, you got to get, call me. I'll give you a title paper and go down there, you know what I mean?
See, I don't need no pass, man.
Them fucking youngsters rough down there, motherfucker.
Man, I give motherfuckers passes, man.
Oh, shit. Can I get a pass, DeQuinn? I want a pass. Can I get a pass? Can I get a pass, sir? I want to get a bag. I want to get a pass.
Hey, boo-da-boo. Hey, boo-da-boo.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to knock your ass off in February.
You are? Why you going to knock me off? What I going to do?
You ain't bought me no chicken or nothing, man.
Man, you ain't asking no chicken, man. Stop, bro. Oh, y'all be making me go like the villain. Now, that'd be y'all. Y'all know y'all just got a call.
Look here, man. When you come and take this goddamn trailer, that's to you.
Say it again, Riddell. You was breaking up. You was trying to talk and somebody was saying something.
I said, when are you coming fucking trailer up, man, before I sit?
Hey, Riddell, why you telling my business, bro?
Man,
call me about something else I got from you, Riddell. Man, call me this weekend and say, you got something for Riddell I need. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Are you worried about that transmission cheese?
No, man. Riddell got hand games calling me about some pies and some beelots. I said, man, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, oh, no, you got them. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. Oh, no.
You need to be asking Mo G's and Hand Gang for a pass. Don't worry about me getting your pass, motherfucker. You need to worry about them two.
You got me fucked up. See that?
Right.
You got me.
The man got on here and told you when he ready, he's going to keep coming at your fucking neck.
That man called me this weekend. I can't be messy. But the man called me this weekend looking for somebody else. I ain't gonna say nothing.
Who
might
be
looking
for?
He wasn't looking for me. It's at 8 o'clock, ain't it?
That's almost
nah.
Oh,
shit.
Man. All
right,
y'all. I'm going to turn it over. Happy New Year to everybody. I'm going to roll out.
All right, boo-boo.
I'm out of here myself.
Hey, boo-boo. Yeah, we ain't be much longer myself. Got a long day
y'all
tomorrow.
Y'all let restoration make that money, move by Riddell. Man, what the hell? No wonder we ain't been seeing restoration. He been getting his grind on, huh?
He going to take a 504-2158. Who we got? Hello? My bad. I muted you while you was talking. 2158.
The 10 checker, man.
Oh, what's happening? What's up? I know I recognize that number. What's up, partner? What's up, partner? What's up, partner? Oh, shit. Oh, man.
What you said about Haynes Game?
That's his uncle.
See, you about to call the show. See, you about to call the show and get on your ass, man.
On me? All right. Yeah. All right. Isn't that your uncle? You better tell him. All right. He's going to open Pandora's box. He ain't going to be able to close it.
Y'all got to get that shit on, man. Yeah. Cheese can hit you.
Shit, Hang Gang folks are getting hard to hit. That's what he told us at the trap.
Oh.
Yeah, you can hear him, Cheese?
Yeah, all right. What do you say?
He said he can't hear you, man.
What's wrong with you, bro? What's going on? You
still mentioning
my name,
huh? You talking about me?
You
talking about me or James?
It's you, G. You mentioned his name.
Oh, that's my little brother. That's my little brother talking. What's up, little brother?
Oh, what's going on, bro?
Oh, what's up, little brother?
Hey, you're talking about, man.
What I talked about you about? You said you was on the hunt. I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying no names. I just said, man, say he on the hunt. I ain't saying no names.
Wow. I'm telling you, this is why Kenny can't save you. And the stuff you're doing like that, that's not cool, bro.
Man, Kenny ain't trying to save you.
I ain't call you on the radio show and all that.
Bruh. Hey, bruh. Nobody can save me but Jesus against you. That's all. Jesus is the only one can save me against you. And Jesus gave me the book. Said, throw it at you.
DeQuint told him he got to ask you for a pay.
Who?
DeQuint told him he got to ask you for a pay.
You know better than that, Ken. You know better than that, Ken. You know better than that. You know better than that.
No, he ain't get no pass from me,
bro. No,
no,
I don't want no pass. But you gave me a pass, I'm doing like Chicken Man. I'm throwing it away like trash. I'm throwing it away. That's trash. I don't want the pass. I'm throwing it away.
Ain't even got on this motherfucker. Motherfucking bold, not you, bad motherfucker.
Man, stay in your lane. You already got me off you. So stay in your lane before I squash you now. Stay in your lane.
He's talking to the quiz, man.
I'm talking to Hands Game too. I told him don't open that Pandora box.
Hey, you know what? Hey, me and you see each other, man, just go straight to the box. There ain't nothing to be talking about, bro.
When you gonna be ready?
When you gonna be ready, bro?
I'm gonna be out there with you kind of a day, hopefully if everything go right. I'm waiting on the dry shaft. The only thing I'm waiting on. It's all together and everything.
Oh, and they make dry shafts every day. You sound like the Quinn. You and the Quinn must be partners.
What are you doing? Oh, man.
Just remember, I'll fuck next to you for 3-4 years, dog, and you ain't make no moves. Let's get that straight.
But I ain't had no threat. That's why I ain't had to move.
Nah, you were more than a threat, man. Come on, man. You're more than
I ain't
a
had no
partner.
Threat. Man, I ain't had no threat from you.
You don't know what you're going to get kicked about me the other day, man. Ken ain't going to tell you nothing bad about me, bro.
Man, I don't know why Ken can't tell you the truth, bro. I don't know why he ain't tell you the truth. I don't know why.
Him and
his
had
been back
already. What, him and his?
Lord.
Boy,
When I run you,
you're going to sweat at him and his on it when I run you. How do you? You're going to sweat at baby him and I run you.
See you. When we be on that property, we'll see.
Well, you going to be ready for my right there?
That's the plan.
He got to go to the Quinn people and get a dry shaft. They need to put the one he got together and get it.
No, it don't work that way. Mm. I learned the hard way about that. I needed some specialty stuff, and my old dry shaft I had came apart on me, so I had to get a new one.
Mm.
little more updated stuff on it. That's the part of the game I'm still learning.
Well, you're going to learn something, man. They told me to leave Cheese alone. I'm going to update you again.
Man, stop it, man.
Okay.
I don't know. That is hurting me about the people out of town or what, man. That don't mean nothing to me, man.
Wait, let me ask you something. Doing. So you said... I'm going to change my whole setup to come race you at Gulfport.
You better change that motherfucker, because you know that small block forward just ain't going to get it no more. You know it.
I'm watching
you right
now. Man, that motor been gone. You talking about, you keep dreaming about what, yeah, I still got that motor, yeah. That's it. Yeah, that's that motor I had when I ran Daniel. You know how you turn a jack in the box and that music go playing and that joke come out the hood on you?
Alright. Oh,
no. Mm-hmm.
Damn it, say it again, too. He said, you probably get my boy to hit,
huh?
Oh, you get a guy to hit. That's what I was just saying.
Wow. Yeah.
See, bro, I ain't got no problem with Clyde, but if Clyde be standing around, yeah, man, we get ready, man, Clyde can fuck around here with the ricochet, too. Yeah, yeah. What it is.
Yeah. I ain't gonna give me hit. How you get the hit?
I ain't getting Clyde.
I ain't got no problem with Clyde, man. I don't even know why Clyde, but I'm gonna leave that alone.
Yeah, I think you're gonna be enough. Clyde
Jackson. No comment, Clyde
Jackson. What'd he say?
He's still on your game.
Clyde.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Clyde? Clyde,
yeah,
birthday cake or something.
Hey, his birthday. He probably celebrating. It might be.
Clyde,
oh,
birthday.
Oh, that is Clyde's birthday. He's old.
Man. I'm at
home looking for flashlights, man. Ain't got no damn lights. Shit.
Yeah, you got,
Clyde. I ain't got no lights.
No,
hold up, cousin Clyde. That's his birthday, man.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Clyde, man, Mo Litter still with you, bro. We still hungry, bro. Just call me when you feel like getting stuff away, bro.
See, bro. Look. Y'all, you know how it go. I'm waiting on y'all, man. Whenever y'all ready, let me know.
Man, go ahead, man.
All right, bro. I keep me a fresh gallon of that old dairy.
I don't want no milk, bro. I don't want no milk, bro.
Milk?
I'm all right on the milk. I'm all right on the milk, bro. That dude, man. Clyde, what you made for 32?
Huh?
You made 32?
Man, I'm 53, bro. I'm getting old, man.
Man, you all right, man?
Good number.
Yeah, y'all take this one. I don't know what I'm waiting
for. Clyde, you heard what Hand Game said. You better not be standing around too long.
Probably in a dump truck. Probably in a dump truck now. What'd he say?
You heard me, Clyde?
Let me see.
Clyde.
All right. Hold on, Cheese. What'd you say now? Say that again.
Hand Game said you better not be standing around too long.
Look, Hand Game, y'all got the Gorilla Ford motors. Y'all, he know he got this. I need to hit.
Hand Game got no Ford motor. You know he got. I'm throwing him on me. That. I stand alone.
Y'all know I got a little bit.
He got a mixed breed.
I got 369 and a half, man. Everybody got to give me something.
Man, there you go. Okay.
Everybody.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That man said you better not be staying around too long.
A stock 5-3 got to give me something. Shit.
What you told Clyde, Jay?
Okay, we say I hear.
I had to go and join a friend, John, the rest of your birthday, my man.
Oh, all right, well, I appreciate that. See, he let me live another day. Look at that.
Oh, you get a pass. I don't get a pass. You get a pass, Ty.
It's your birthday.
Everybody wants to give you
birthday.
A pass. Yeah, it ain't got to be my birthday, but everybody giving you a pass. Why everybody giving you a pass?
I'm a passable type of guy. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out why she stopped all this drama, bruh.
All the passes y'all giving Clyde. Clyde giving all these passes.
Hey, man.
But
look,
y'all
want
a piece of cheese.
The man ain't talking about me no more. He talking about you.
I just said. They want to give you
see,
a pass, but they
alone.
Want a piece of old Gouda cheese. I'm going to give him some of that Gouda cheese, too.
What did they say?
I want to have that lemon look like say like dog say. I want you to have that sour look in your face. Ooh, ooh. I'm gonna give you that lemon taste. Ooh, ooh. Damn, that's
all right,
sweet. Jack.
She ain't drink.
Fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Why you want me to check? You always had a agreement on stuff, man. What's up, Tenteca?
No, I'm telling him you ain't drinking, man. I'm taking up for you. He said you must be drinking. He's talking shit. I said, man,
ain't drinking. Yeah, Tim checking no,
my
boy,
man.
Drinking. Yeah,
that shit.
Mm-mm. I said, I'm checking my partner.
Oh, yeah, you my boy.
I'm sorry. I heard it wrong. I'm sorry.
There you go.
No, yeah, don't say he's your uncle, ain't he? He older than you, huh?
What a
oh,
fact
yeah.
Like that.
Everybody ain't against you, bro. I ain't messing with you, bro.
No, I say that's your uncle. He older than you, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, he ought to be wise enough to know. He ought to be wise enough to know not to be opening up some box that he ain't supposed to.
Oh man. Yo, boy.
Yeah, he ought to be wise enough not to open the box that he ain't supposed to.
Even
little kids getting ready to say, That's hot. So you saying Mardi Gras next? It's in February or March this year?
February 21st.
You tell me you ain't got a dry shelf by then. Quit the pen. Uh-huh. Whoever y'all buying dry shelves from, y'all need to leave them dudes alone.
So let me ask you this. Is this are y'all racing on the 21st or what?
I tell you, I go there. I go.
So, Chief, you going to golf?
I change my setup and go racing. As I just said, I change my setup and try to go to golf for him.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I was asking.
What kind of grass have you got on your car?
What kind of grass, Chef? I mean, I drive a Ford. I got a Ford drive shaft.
Mine's
on Ford.
He got the Congo Pop, huh?
A silver drive shaft? No.
He's got Congo Pop, man.
I got a Ford drive shaft. I don't know.
Why are you asking him what he's doing with his dry shell? What you doing with this?
I'm trying to get a dry shell out of me. And you.
Shit, I'd be damn by you. Man, my dry shell ain't gonna fit in yours.
See, he called my uncle on the phone and told him let him borrow his red since he ain't used it. He said, give me your red.
Oh, Lord, that murder. Boy, he want to try everything to get to me. I'm going to make him bring all that bullshit back, too. Watch.
Oh, man.
You better put that shit on layaway.
No.
Put it on layaway.
I don't know.
You borrowing dry shafts, you borrowing rims, trying to get at me, man. Golly, bro.
I'm gonna make you
get that little way off early, huh?
I'm the dry shaft.
You know what? Get your shit together.
Uh oh.
So February 24th or something y'all said? February the what? 20 what?
First,
21st. Man who been down for the last 3-4 years.
21st.
Guess what? Guess what? I ain't down no more. It's on in February. Have your ass at Gulfport now. Now answer your question. Have your ass in Gulfport. We're going to end this shit. Even though you try to take me old bunk-ass track to race me at, but I'm gonna give you a shot at it.
That's awesome. I'm not trying to bring it to Gulfport. That's where the
kind of
race at.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm excited to go down there. They supposed to have changed it up. Gulfport's supposed to be getting better. They supposed to be doing something to make it better. We're going to see. I ain't bashing no tracks. I ain't going to bash no track. But they talking about all the rest of them. Gulfport ain't no 100% better than any of the rest of them.
Uh-huh.
I guess I got to put some slicks on.
I reckon
not,
bro.
Yeah.
That's all you like to do is call and
talk
about
reason. Put
some
slicks on. Jeez, well. Put me about 125 side of nitrous on
two
with
sets
some slicks.
Wheels, cheese? You got two sets of wheels, right, cheese? You.
Front wheel and back wheel. Front wheel, back wheel.
You could just bring your slicks on one set and your other one's on the other one. Your reader's on the other one.
Man, Clyde, I ain't got money like you. I can't do that.
Yeah,
sound like you got a race January 21st, bro.
Yeah, like I said, I should do my drive champion. But kid, those kind of cool.
Yeah.
Man, I got a little mom.
All right, man, go ahead. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Junior.
Do that, man.
Well, Tim, you got your son called back together, huh?
Yeah, he got it together. Shit. Man, every time we go out with that damn car, it fucking rain. We get rained out. We done been to Atmo 3 fucking times, man. That shit aggravated, man.
Damn. I know every time I try to go to Atmo, it didn't rain, too.
We getting it ironed out, though. I mean, he been
driving?
No, he ain't driving it yet. He been playing his other little car too, but he ain't driving that one yet.
Okay. Yeah, as long as he gets a little experience, that's where it counts. That's how you get better.
Yeah. I'll just stick him out there like that shit. We ain't running 13s and shit no more.
I ain't telling you to stick him out there like that.
Not you. I'm saying they got other dudes. Oh, man, you got to do it, man. Don't tell me how to send my son out there, man. Shit, I know when I'm
I ain't that. Never sent my son out there yet. And I know he probably ready. I ain't sent him out yet. You say you ready to drive, and I told him where
diamonds take forever.
No, my diamond's ready. I don't know who else needs diamonds. Mine's ready. Mine been polished, cut, and one cut in a pear shape. And the other one is the queen cut.
We got in the fucking guy ready to get in the water box. Last time we were there for some money and shit, guy fell out.
Damn.
Good, bro.
But you got two cars, Tim Tucker?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got a Mustang and that Camaro.
You got a Mustang?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's why your uncle trying to get the rear from you?
No, he was messing with my uncle with his S10, talking about he on race, let him buy his rear end. No, he ain't getting no rear end, man.
You know, man, you can find me a dry chef. We can go to Slide Hill right now, tomorrow morning, they have him a dry chef made by 12 o'clock.
I don't know where they're getting that thing from.
That guy make them. He make them dry shelves, a place inside there. That's where they sent me to. They make them jokers right there on the spot. Let's see the name of that place.
Well, y'all people getting it, so I don't know, you know, I don't know what they doing with that. I don't know.
Y'all people.
Yeah, you know his car up that way.
Oh, okay. Yep. He said he ready for me. I can't call him little brother no more. That burns him up when I call him little brother. He can't take it when I call him little brother. That burns him up. I like Gene. I really do. I like Haynes Gang. I always did.
You raised that shit for free, whatever. That motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. He said he ready to race. He ready to race.
Where Riddell went at? I thought Riddell was on there.
Riddell on here?
I'm here to tell y'all now. I'm a flip fucking Haynes Gang upside down. Come around that fucking.
Hey, Mo, don't say that, Mo. Don't say that, Mo.
I'm glad he said that shit. Cause Jay would have never got off the fucking phone.
Yeah. Boy, them dudes have them
Mo,
dudes.
Mo, don't say that, Mo.
I'm sick of the motherfucker coming around there threatening me when he gonna do me off the trailer.
No, them dudes, jeez, boy, what did them dudes on the phone, boy? He was more, boy, them boy. Hey, I said, boy, y'all, I gotta call y'all back, boy. Them dudes, there, boy. They don't even know that cheese. You and him ain't got nothing on him and Jay, huh?
Oh,
no,
hey,
no,
I'm gonna say it like this.
No.
Whenever I go by my mom and I see Junior over there by Troy and them, I know one fucking thing. He ain't doing nothing but stirring the fucking pot. That's all the fuck he doing. He talking about coming.
That's
about
to come out.
He gonna
see me come at me, Mo. I know what you're talking about, Mo, because he do me the same thing. Wherever he see me, come at me.
I'm telling you, you could be up there saying, I'm just about to go to 3:30 and get a plug reading. Well, that's all on you then. I'm telling you, I'm going all the way through that.
You look, both told that boy, hey, if you get on side of me and I'm testing, I ain't right, I'm getting out of the border box. I'm not going with you. Good luck. He going to take that and run with it, dude.
Oh, yes, indeed, he is,
boy. That boy going to take that. You can tell him, hey, bro, I'm on 6 cylinders. I don't care. That boy there, you want to win, bro.
He want to win. He gonna hold that motherfucker over your head, too.
Ew. Oh, yeah. That's how it's supposed to be. That's supposed to be like.
I ain't gonna give him a chance. Fuck all that.
Shug and Horace again, bro.
That's another one we talked about that day at their kid talking about. Man, I told him I'm gonna gap motherfucking Horace. He told me I'm crazy. Horace gonna fuck me up.
Huh?
Yeah. Yep. Huh? Oh dear. Is it that him and Shug?
Wait, we talking about the same Horace?
Breaking news. Sugar Hank ain't gonna get it on. I ain't finished up. Breaking news. Travis and motherfucking Hank ain't gonna get it on too.
Damn.
Towards the other day, you walking out there, I say, hey, I need to get that fucking bread back out you, bro. He started laughing. He said, yeah, yeah, we going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
going to
be a good one now.
You're going to try shit.
Yes, indeed.
Can't do nothing
for the movie. That's it, man. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. And when the first time everybody going out?
Yeah, I don't know, shit. I was trying to see. Yeah.
I'm gonna try to go out before February, but I plan on going in February. I'm trying to go before.
I wanted to be out for the Scooby back in the track race, but I ain't gonna be able to make it, man. So I guess I'll hit the Mardi Gras race.
We did also that race in February.
Mm-hmm.
But Jake,
you got a bag of track one in January too.
January, you got one into this month, and then Mardi Gras. I'll be able to make Mardi Gras. Should be able to. If this work, if I catch up.
Yeah. Hey Mo Kyron said when Jake race is.
Jake race is March 26 and 27. March 26 and 27.
Juice Man, ain't Juice Man race on the 17th or something?
Yeah, the week before that.
Shit, hell, something ought to happen, shit.
Hopefully this year we get some action, man. Get these people off the ass with these cars. Put them in the beam.
Yep.
Have some fun.
No, is Mo talking about Horace from Mississippi with the little Mustang?
Man, I'm gonna flip Horace over. I'm gonna flip Horace over and hang him over by his ankles and shake all the change out of his pocket.
Oh,
no. I know the man got health. He got health issues at the moment. He's trying to, you know, get himself together. He's trying to get his car back together, he said. But whenever he get right, I'm telling you what I'm going to do. I'm tired of hearing Carl is the baddest motherfucker with a small block. And I'm tired of hearing that from Junior. So I'm going to show him his hero about to turn into his zero.
Yeah, you believe in that little card help.
I'm gonna fuck
Horace
up.
Chug
gonna fuck him up.
Well, I was there tonight, man. Chug, now I don't know about that one.
For sure,
I was there tonight, and Chug went down through there.
Chug, I'm gonna fuck him up that night. He'll break loose.
Wasn't Chug car out on him or something? You can see when the fucking candle went out on the car.
Yep. When Shug car came down, it was close to the center line, so fucking man had to lift. It is what it is, you know, he won the race, but Shug trying to get some get back.
That's why High Rock keeps saying that, boy, they want some get back on that one. That little boy.
It was a shootout race. It wasn't no grudge race, but shit. Hey,
I know that, but they just happened to pull each other. That was that one of our races. I remember
that one of the races, though. See, the shootout be bringing some little money races, some sideline bets.
Hey, Mo, you know the motherfucking chip down there, Mo. What's that, Quinn? I say, you know the chips down there. All them fucking cars cap each other. Yeah, sure did. It sure did. All them bitches touch each other, man. Sure did. I think Chuck broke loose first, and then he broke loose on the big end. Yep. Well, shit. Hey, I can't wait to see that one again. But I told Junior, the reason why I won't fuck him up because Junior hold him high and mighty to the small block world around this motherfucker. He said he the baddest motherfucker small block around you. I said, Junior, I'm going to show you he ain't.
He was ahead of his time. Tell you that.
He was ahead of his time.
Everybody will fail this. All you motherfuckers fail, man.
I was fast back then. I just had chassis issues. Jeez.
Yeah.
I wasn't consistent. Well, I'm going to say this up. I was faster than Horace back then.
Damn right.
And I know the man been there, he got his health stuff he was dealing with. I didn't know he was dealing with it until after the fact. But I've been trying to get Junior to get that raise going. Junior like, nah, I ain't going to do that because they're going to think I'm sending hits. And I said, man, get it going, man. And about time Junior can get it going, the man wasn't doing too well.
Damn. I've been waiting to see that motherfucker come back out.
Oh, shit.
So, Quinn, what y'all did with High Ride tonight?
I'm probably sleeping, man. He started back working today. Probably tired.
Shit. I know the feeling, shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, buddy. Well.
Well, I'm going to holler at y'all next week, brother. Let me go ahead and get this car ready
anyway.
For Junior.
All right. Well, go ahead. We'll
y'all boys be cool.
We'll holler at y'all next week. And good show, fellas. This is good. Right. This is what we need to do every week like this, man. This is all right. This is good. All right. We'll holler at y'all next week.
Y'all boys be
cool. Later. All right. Y'all be good. Be safe out there.